Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, yeah, Sammy.
Starter Sammy today. Sam Hagar.
The Red Rocker.
Yeah. He was all right. We had that bogus DJ drinks on stage with him, but he was okay, right?
Well, it was okay until he actually got on stage, and then, you know, I felt embarrassed.
Do you remember when it looked like the bleachers were going to collapse and all
what
the people?
What did you do? You left like before we were going to go on stage, right?
I went to go watch a football game.
So you came backstage and said hi.
I met Sammy Hagar, had a drink with Sammy Hagar, and then when it was the time for everybody to go out on the stage and have the drink with him.
And then I realized that we were out on stage and we had to stay in these bleachers up on stage, and we were going to have to stay for the entire concert.
You were a prop.
Yes.
And I made up an excuse like I was sick to my stomach. I really don't know, guys, and I'm going to throw up.
How about you, Buzz?
I didn't go.
Oh. And Rob, we're talking, but I've not officially opened the door yet.
How have you been? Where's the door? Which? Oh, that door?
That door.
Are we still using that?
Yeah, I still use that.
Yeah, a lot of times Joe gets it out, but he must have forgotten. I'll go get it.
Okay. It's at Joe's house.
See, we're still dealing with both Joe and Beth Ann not being here. Here we go. Okay. Now, there you go. See, now I feel better. Here we go. How have you been?
This is fun, isn't it? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs.
I like it better than the other way.
Mr. and Mrs. Uber Honkies and all the ships at sea, please be advised, they intend to both give and receive within the next 6 months.
All right.
Don Geronimo.
Right.
Nice and green. Mike O'Mara.
Thank you,
thank
Rob.
You, Robbie. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday, Mike. Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday. 040505.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
You can call us.
The casual opening.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I didn't know that we were all changing the energy level as well.
No, you don't have to change the energy level at all.
Tuesday.
Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to WJFK FM, just stick your head out the window and scream. We'll hear you.
Amen.
Or call 202-432-1067. Let's take a call right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Pleased to be telling your listeners your take on the Pat O'Brien episode. I will hang up and listen to your response.
The guy from The Insider?
Have you heard the tape?
What did he do? Oh, have I heard? Yeah, of course I've heard the tapes. Yes. That was when we were on VACATION. He got himself boozed up, coked up, went to a hotel, got a bunch of call girls to come back, and then called them and left them messages on their cell phones saying that he wanted to have degenerate sex with them.
Wow.
He's
do some coke and have some fun with them.
He's in rehab now.
And he kept calling and calling. I think he actually checked into rehab just before the tapes were made public, so he wanted to be, you know, away from all this.
Well, it's probably all, you know, you never know in Hollywood now where it's probably all just pre-planned.
Yes.
You know, to get more ratings for that that struggling show that
So what have I always said? Never trust a call girl.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do it.
Well, you can't.
Not like
always
the old
days. Use cash, and for God's sakes, don't make any phone calls.
No. What I do is I pay with PayPal.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It's not traceable.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Radio Gods. How are you doing today?
Hi, okay.
All right, sir.
Wanted to let you guys know that you can listen to you guys over the internet. You know, help you guys out from Green Bay.
Now listen, you can't be saying that. If there is such a thing as an internet feed of this show, we are
sanctioned.
We are absolutely 100% not allowed to talk about it, and you're really stupid for bringing it up on the air.
You must be mistaken.
What about the poor guys in Green Bay, though? They can't listen to you anymore.
Well, if they're listening via the internet, I'm appalled.
We're all shocked.
That's against the rules.
Strictly
forbidden. That's too bad.
Hey, listen, seriously, are you calling to ask if there is an internet stream, or are you saying that you're listening to an internet stream?
Well, I'm currently in the car right now, but usually during the day at work, I listen to you guys on the stream.
Okay, then listen,
WCUF
please.
WCUF feed.
Okay, listen, hold on a second. God.
Wow. He had to do it.
I had to help
the chair. He had to do that. The weasel man had to do that.
Listen. God, how many times must we say this? What is the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Right. We are against that because the company is against that.
Mm-hmm. And we are company men.
Get our double speak? Right. If only you could see the broad smiles that we have as we insincerely say, we do not approve of internet.
We don't even think it exists.
Of this show.
We're pretty sure.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You know that retard that called yesterday and told the joke?
There are many,
I guess, sure.
Well, he gave his cell phone number out.
Right.
Well, I called. I was probably the first guy to call him, and he said he didn't really care because it was his sister's cell phone.
Mm-hmm. And?
Well, I think we should put this guy in your book somehow.
You mean you want further punishment?
Someone should go on
you
the
didn't
book.
Get, yeah, you sure. know what happened? This guy called. First of all, you're having a good week, too, right?
Outstanding.
Yes. So you already called the guy that was on the air yesterday.
But he didn't get satisfaction.
The guy that you called a retard, and rightly so, who called with that joke, you were the first to call and bust his balls because he was dumb enough to let his phone number out on the air, right?
Yes, sir.
I would say there's probably a good 80% chance that he was lying about his sister's cell phone. It probably is his cell phone. He was saying that to you, and you took a hook, line, and sinker because he wanted you to feel that you hadn't gotten him.
Right.
But when in fact you had gotten him.
And friend, now you're calling to say that he should be put in the book when he's already made the ultimate sacrifice. He's already put his phone number on the line. You know what that makes you? Yellow.
My grandfather used to say, if you're looking around at the table and you don't see a sucker, then guess you're it.
That makes you yellow.
Daddy was right.
Congratulations.
Wow.
You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club.
Look at that. What's happened?
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said titles.
See, he's going in the book.
Your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in
the book. Good day.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir.
I said good day, sir.
I said good day.
Good day.
Need your name.
That
first
was
name, last initial.
The arbiter of the book, yes. Harris Spiewak,
the enforcer.
Curtis W.
Okay, Curtis. And what country are you calling from, Curtis?
United States.
And what
state? The truth,
now,
Curtis.
No, that type.
20754.
What?
The zip code?
No, Curtis.
No, although God, I'm so glad you're in the book. What town?
Oh, Gambrels.
What?
Gambrels.
Where is Gambrels, that? Maryland. Gambrels, Maryland.
Play against type. Try not to be an ass. Okay, Curtis?
Come on, Rob. You already got his hide in the book.
Rob. Now, see, Rob, he's already been killed. Already been sent. You're the guy that walks over and kicks the guy after he's been executed.
It's great fun.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's why
put him in the book.
That's why they won't let me in the Vatican.
put him in the book.
It's 000 stroke 00-0035.
He hung up.
3-5.
Oh, no, he didn't. Okay.
Outstanding.
Of course he wouldn't hang up. He's
the last chance to call.
He's the Gambrel's ass.
He's gone.
The Gambrel's ass is on the phone.
The ass of Gambrel's.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, question for you guys.
Yeah, a question. Answer, perhaps.
Perhaps. If I go to the website and I get the daily recap, if I go back a couple of weeks, am I going to get the F word?
Yeah, because that's really smart on our part.
We thought that was the best part of that broadcast.
And we wanted to make sure that if you go to our website, you could download it and get a copy of it and send it to the FCC. That's right.
Because this way, if I do it and then I call back again and I play it on the air.
How'd you get out of here?
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to assure you and management that I've tried everything, and there's absolutely no way to listen to you guys on the internet.
Okay. Now, that's a good call.
Okay.
All right.
We get sarcasm. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good day, kind sir.
Although I'll tell you a radio secret. that Hughes keeps talking to me about, saying you are Hughes. Uh-huh. And, you know, since he switched the format of that other station to Spanish, uh-huh. I love him with the sombrero and the whole very Hispanic festive thing he's got. He's really into Cinco de Mayo.
It's such a pleasure to see Miguel when he's walking the hallways. I really enjoy his uplifting Spanish style.
But he takes a different nickname when he's in this building. Captain Carpet.
Now, Rob would be referring to an inside problem where the carpeting that we're supposed to have, the brand new carpeting we were supposed to have installed, mm-hmm. is just a little behind schedule.
What's really good is they've set out to make this building really nice, mm-hmm. and because of that, it looks worse than it has in 12 years.
Yes, we're at a mid-stage in a renovation.
Pardon
where
our dust.
You get to see things like putty on the walls.
There's that smell. I know we're getting off topic here, but that's okay. We're kitchen sinking again. There is the permeating smell of paint, and they tell me the place was painted last week, and people were getting sick last week.
The traffic department actually had to take a long weekend to clear them their bodies of the ill fumes. This is leaded paint.
Oh, they got a deal on it.
Leaded interior paint.
And there's a wonderful plate down there that has lead chips for everybody with a box of Ritz crackers.
They are delicious.
And a delicious dipping sauce.
It's made of antifreeze.
Children of thalidomide.
So it really does look good to Captain Carpet.
Here's what he says to me the other day.
Yeah.
Right. I guess it was just yesterday, the first day back.
Uh-huh.
Calls me up there for the big meeting, of course. You know, no need to call and just say, hey, let's chat. You know, he's got to send the email, and I got to send the email back and get up there. And then he talks to me again about the fact that there's a chance that our show would be streamed on AOL, that Infinity's got some deal with AOL. But we've heard this for the last couple of years, and like everything, don't believe it until we see it, okay? Turns out he says to me, and here's what I think what he really wanted. He said, so, you know, there's a chance that we could be streaming very soon. It's a big secret. Well, listen, if it's such a big secret, you should stop telling me this stuff, Hughes, because you've been telling me this for 6 months now. It never happens. So I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's just something you're making up or an idea you're floating out there. But irregardless, the point is, he says to me, so before we get streaming, thinking that I'm believing that the company's going to put the show on the internet, he says, what we're going to do is we need to get rid of those cartridge machines that you have in the studio. See, I favor this old-fashioned technology.
You favor reliability.
Yeah, these. See, like this sound, this is a cartridge. Tape on this cartridge. Sound, you put it in the machine, and you press the button, and you get that.
Magic. There's nothing wrong with technology where if you have any problem at all, you can fix it with a good whack.
Yeah, now, that technology is great. These cartridges. The problem is, there are no other radio stations in America that use these cartridges.
We're the only one.
I'm kidding. There's only I'm not kidding. There's only like 5 stations in the whole country left.
They don't build the cartridges anymore, and there's only one company, and it's an independent company in the whole country that repairs the machines.
So there are other things that you can use, like this. What, Mike?
That detail. Was a very relevant. That was a good detail.
The colorful detail.
They're an independent company.
You know, we're in his wheelhouse.
For those listeners that really can relate to that, the independence allows them to do it a lot better.
I'll speak so you can understand me. There's also a little computer that you could put all of the same sounds in, and you can get 50 of them at one time, like this one.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay, but here's the deal. I only got one of those machines.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to go digital and get rid of these and go from this to
it's a lot of fun.
This,
uh-huh.
You got to buy me about 3 more of these machines.
Need a stack of them.
So I said to him, I tell you what, we will drop the cart machines the day that you put 3 instant replays right in front of me in the studio so that we're all digital. And by that time, we'll be streaming on the web anyway.
And that's when the thought process began.
Thought process?
The thought process, where can we get a good used one?
That's right. I wish they had one at Arrow they weren't using anymore.
With the thing is, this studio and this building is stocked, is supplied on a regular basis, has been ever since we've been here, with used stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We get something that they tell us is new when another radio station anywhere in the country has used it up, and that's when we get it.
I mean, I'm not kidding also when I say that.
I'm not kidding you this time.
We've gotten stuff. I say, where does it come from? Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
We got a station in San Antonio. You're not going to believe it. They still use the same crappy equipment that we do. Look what we got from them. They were going to throw this away.
You know that our current station van is a secondhand station van.
Oh, I know. And it was from a station in, was it Texas?
I think so. They had to drive it back because no one could drive it because they didn't pay to have windows put in.
So they go to that radio station and they say, this station van is so old that it's dangerous and putting employees in it, you could risk their lives.
Right.
They go, well, then WJFK could use it. Perfect.
Here was the deal with this van. I remember this story. Yes. It was at a station, I think, in Houston. There was a van that a station could not use. They never had windshields put in it.
Uh-huh.
There's no windows except for the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like a $30 option to have a back window put in it.
They didn't have the back window, so the station never used it. Mm-hmm. So they said, we got a van, but it's missing some windows.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the van that the guy on 24 used last night.
Yep.
Yes, very much.
The van that flashed the lights at him.
Very much. So we had to send somebody, I think Tony, as a matter of fact, Tony Diggs.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
What he had to do, he had to take a plane to Houston and then drive the van back without windows in it, all the way from Houston to here so that we could have a new station van.
So it's one of those, like, plumber's vans that doesn't have the windows.
Only reason we buy new radio stations is strip them for parts.
That's exactly right. It's a junkyard.
Yeah.
So listen, I know we ain't never getting on the web because they haven't figured out a way to squeeze a dime out of it yet. But I wouldn't mind if they would upgrade the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I'll go digital as soon as you give me some nice digital equipment.
All right.
Love to.
You're kind of, what are you, 20% digital right now?
Mike, I'd say that we're probably, seriously?
Yeah, give me your number. Really? Give me your guesstimate on that. What percentage digital are you?
We're below 30.
Below 30?
Pushing maybe, we'd be lucky to be 25% digital.
Yeah, it was close, 25% digital.
I think so.
But
see, my point is, it works for radio stations for all those many years before this newfangled, and I'm not a believer in this digital stuff. I want to say.
You fought the touchtone phone. You like the dials.
I like rotary. I also think we should go back to 45 RPM records.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
They always sounded better, and even though I'm very much an advocate of it, I think we should back off this whole color TV thing.
I brought some more Betamaxes in for you.
Great.
I know you love them.
Also, my Xbox, I've just traded it in for ColecoVision.
Let's play some Pong after work.
Activision.
Yeah.
Don and Mike Show. Hello, you are on the air. Hello. Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Joe. I'm calling from Manassas, and I just want to say that I just love the Don and Mike Show, and I've listened to you ever since I moved here about 5 years ago, and I'm going to be moving out of town. I'm going to be missing you.
Okay. See you later. Bye-bye.
So long.
Bye-bye. You see, he's of no use to us now. He's a good listener, an avid listener, but he's leaving.
Why coddle him?
So goodbye.
Mm-hmm. What about the chance if he was ever to come back?
Well, we'd welcome him back.
Right, true. But what if do you think he might be robbed? They're dead to us?
Yes.
Is that what the dead signal is?
He'll probably be dead in a month. Probably.
What a great car chase we saw on CNN in the last 2 hours. There's some idiot, of course, in California, driving a white four-door, I'm not sure the make and model of the car, it was just a regular car, driving down the highway at about 60 miles an hour. At one point, guy pulls his butt up to the window, sticks his ass out the window. Another point, he's got what looks like a big purple sash. And as he's driving down the road with all these cops following him, his arm is just going out the side of the car.
Sure.
Just waving, like, look at me, look at me.
Some kind of tribute to the Pope, maybe.
It's been a long time since we had a good old-fashioned car chase, and it ended up in a restaurant.
You know, when they kick it over
in a diner.
When they kick it over to Headline News, you know, to the national feed, you know it's got to be a good one. It's fantastic. Los Angeles, you could really take a shopping cart out of the grocery store and run feverishly down the street. They put a helicopter on
That's right.
But this was a good one because you had this person, I don't know what the person did, but just driving crazy. You know, and of course, they closed down the entire freeway. So it's one car going 60 miles an hour. You just see this big purple sack coming out the window. He's weaving all over all four lanes, and behind him there's like 8,000 black and white cop cars.
He said it was a bathrobe. It was that's what they determined. And you know, that made sense because you said it was like this satiny thing.
Yeah.
So it must have been one of those fancy satin bathrobes.
See, I was just trying to describe it to Mike when Mike got in. I said, the guy is waving this thing, and Mike said, what is it? Is it a pennant? I said, no, it's silk. And then you heard it was
a bathrobe. Now it could be his bathrobe, or maybe God forbid that he took the bathrobe off to one of his victims or something like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hola, mi amigos.
Yeah.
Buenos dias.
Just calling about that retard caller from yesterday that told the joke.
Which one?
Oh, the one that told the joke.
Right, okay.
That is his cell phone. I've called it several times because I have nothing better to do.
Well, that's a nice confirmation.
Okay, good, thanks.
We believe you.
It's his voice on the voicemail, too, so.
All right, great, thank you.
Hey, and as far as the internet streamo, no.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's the word.
Right. No means no.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm at the golf course. The guys in the clubhouse, I just overheard them talking. They were whispering about it. He said, hey, you know that radio guy? He came in for a simple back problem last night, and I totally gave him a rectal exam for no reason. It was great. You want me to roll him up? I'll put him in my trunk.
It's nice to have supporters out there. It's a good show, especially when they're talking about me behind my back.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Hey, looking for your infinite wisdom on tonight's contest for American Idol.
Tonight's American Idol contest?
Yes, sir.
The talent show. Let me see, the pageant tonight, what time's the pageant start tonight?
It's at 8 o'clock tonight, Mike.
8 o'clock pageant.
What do you want? What do you want? Who's going to be out?
Yes, please don't tell me it's that blonde girl. I love her.
It's going to be the fat guy.
I disagree. That fat guy's a player, especially now that he's got a record.
Yeah.
I mean, not a hit record, but he's got like a record.
Beat his girlfriend up.
He's my man. Uh-huh. That gives him some, Mike, that gives him cred.
That's right. Street cred, Don?
Gives him SC. Some street cred.
Yep.
You know, I think Carrie Underwood. That's, I'm 2 weeks out of this now. I just TiVo'd and that's when you know. You just, talk about being a happy queer.
Carrie Underwood, the country girl?
Yes. Talk about being a happy queer.
I TiVo'd
American Idol. Did you see her performance the last 2 weeks?
Yes. Yes, I did. I think she's fine.
Ooh, that's my choice.
I think she's fine. She's got the winning smile, and don't underestimate the country bumpkins in America.
I think she's out. That's my pick.
Has she been in the bottom three?
I don't think so.
I don't think she has either.
I'm just going with a gut feeling.
That's right. What I don't understand is why Natalie is. I think that was the second time last week that she was in the bottom three, and I don't understand that because she seems to give a solid performance every time she goes
in
out
the
there.
Bottom three.
Ooh, the bottom three.
The bottom three. So is that what you wanted?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
So okay. You're picking Carrie Underwood?
Yes.
I'm picking Randy.
In a stunning upset. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know what, I was on vacation. Hold on. We were on vacation.
Would that be amazing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the sweetest thing of all? They come out and they go, listen, I'm Ryan Seacrest. Even our judges don't know about this, but tonight on American Idol, we're not performing. Tonight, one of our judges will be going home and be replaced by another judge. Oh, God, that would be great. America would love it.
Yeah. The show's good. They might have to do that eventually. Once we get tired of watching all these dumb singers. When we were on vacation, I was reading, the tabloids or TV Guide or something crappy, an interview with Simon Cowell. The guy's talking seriously that Paula Abdul wants to have sex with him.
Yeah, he believes that.
And they ask him.
I believe that.
They ask him, they say, are you joking? He says, no, she wants me.
She does.
I am so, and he's saying, I am so attractive to her, she cannot stop it, that I send out the vibe, I could have her anytime I want.
It's the rock in the schoolyard. She's the little girl in recess that's throwing the rock at the boy that she likes. She cannot, positive or negative, she can't avoid touching him, looking at him. She is obsessed with him. First of all, I always believe Simon anyway. I think he's the best judge on the show. And I believe Simon when he says that she wants him.
Yeah.
But he's not telling the truth, which is he wants her.
Yeah, he plays coy with that.
That's the one thing he's lying about.
Yeah. It's not that I think he wants. Here's what I think. I think he'd do her.
That's what I mean.
I don't think
he wants... No, it's not like he wants to have a relationship.
And I don't know that she wants to have a relationship with him, but I think that she probably wants something that she hasn't gotten maybe since her Charlie Sheen days.
I forgot that she was one of the Sheeniacs.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Baby.
Right. No, I really think that she would like to have a little tryst with him, and he'd probably... And I'll go one step further. I will say that they maybe have had... They maybe have even had something while the show's been on the air.
I think that the most they've had is petting. And
well, does that count?
No. Are you asking me or Beth Ann?
I'm asking you.
No.
No?
No. Petting, among those two, uh-huh. That would not constitute an actual love affair.
They would have to join. Is what you're saying.
That's correct.
You like my new, I thought on the vacation of new, fresh new ways.
Yes.
to express myself without
furthermore,
testing the censors.
I believe that any petting has occurred strictly from Paula to Simon.
Yes. Do you think at any time in the future that they will join? They will join together?
I think, no. I would think that seriously, mm-hmm. why should he join with her?
Mm-hmm.
Why should he join with her?
I think he can probably
have
the pick of the litter.
She's petting him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm assuming that that's happening.
I think what'll happen is
on a regular basis.
He probably would be more like Jeff Probst, who will join with one of the contestants.
He's already joined, though, with some hot girl like from British TV.
Yes, but Hugh Grant has proven to us that that doesn't necessarily mean anything. You know, those horny British men, you know, they can have a beautiful supermodel, you know, wonderful, gorgeous girlfriend, and then all of a sudden they're found in the backseat with a streetwalker.
Wouldn't you be surprised if Ryan Seacrest was joined with Paula Abdul?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't you think? I could see that happening one Friday night after the show, whatever night that show is on, Tuesday or Wednesday, they get done. It's a real good show. She says, hey, we're going to go have something to drink. And he goes, duh. I guess so they get in the van or her car, whatever it is, and then, you know.
He might be asexual, though.
She's just all over him.
He would probably do it, but just to further his career.
Right. Yeah, right. Just like he would with Randy.
and Simon.
With Randy and Simon, come on. Yes. Absolutely. Ryan Seacrest will have sex with anyone to further his career.
See, everybody's going to enjoy the show more tonight.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest will have sex with the big fat guy that I hope wins if he thinks that he'll further his career.
Are you rooting for the big fat guy to go all the way now?
He's my man. He's always been my man.
Really?
Yeah, well, only because he's the most, like, screwed up looking.
He is. And he also is a... do you remember early on when they were having the tryouts when they had to sing... two other guys had to hook up with him, and they had to go and...
They hated
the guy because they thought he was, like, mentally unbalanced.
He's squirrely.
My best friend Brad has a great theory about Scott Sable. He says he's got to win. You can't look at him. You can't talk to him. You can't interview him.
But you can listen to him.
All you can do is let him sing. So let him sing. That's what he does. You can't talk to him.
Scott Sable.
Scott Sable throwing his sunglasses.
This is Don and Mike. Hello.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. That's why I said this is Don and Mike. In an attempt to make it easier for you, the listener, to understand.
Thank you very much.
You guys are
killing me, man. Why aren't you not playing that fag sound effect when you're talking about a show that's a demographic of 14-year-old girls?
Fag! Sir, the millions and millions upon people watch that show.
It's the number one show in America, but I've said before I'm a faggot. I call Rob on my princess phone to talk about it.
All right, enough said.
Well, I'm not fond of that term, sir, and I watch that show, too. I'm calling you out.
What's that?
I'm calling you out.
As far as I watch it, never watched it.
Never watched it.
It.
No. That's right. You know who you remind me of, my friend?
Hey, my friend. 3 minutes of an episode of Friends.
My friend.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie American Beauty?
No.
Okay, you should rent that movie. You remind me of the next door neighbor, the military man.
The Marine father.
Uh-huh. Oh, come on.
Yeah. And then I thought you hadn't seen that movie.
Here.
Yeah, one of these days there's a heavy rainstorm and you're going to saddle next door, walk into the garage, and kiss the man that owns the house next door.
He'll be viciously working out with his barbells.
You're watching Trading Spaces at that point, too, right?
You know, you sure do know the names of all the fag shows.
He thinks he does.
My old lady watches them all.
Oh, your old lady, that's right. Well, you could leave the room, sir.
I do.
Like there's an old lady. Like it's not really some guy with a nice beer belly.
Yeah, right.
Hey, isn't it about time for you to turn on the Style Channel and watch Clean This House?
You know, there really is. There is an old lady. It's his mother.
Yeah, but she's not with us anymore.
No,
but she's still in the house.
Mother Bates.
She's still there having dinner every night at the dinner table.
Just sitting there saying, want a biscuit, Mom? You never like the biscuit.
Hello.
Touch your food.
The Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, man, I listen to y'all up here in Buffalo. I drive trucks. Where else can I listen to you? I'm addicted to you, man, and I can't find you nowhere else but in Buffalo.
Yeah, you're right. We're only on in Buffalo.
I love that Buffalo accent.
I wish that we were on other cities, but we sadly are only on in Buffalo.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. You go to the website, and you will be able to find out.
Don't believe Mike. We're only available in Buffalo.
Here's the deal.
92.9.
Put all this effort. You put all this effort. Your wife put all this effort into the website. I'm simply telling the guy, go to the website. That's one of the reasons we put it in. Here we are.
I'm just kidding him, Mike.
Here we are.
Y'all need to get on in Columbus, Ohio, and Charleston, West Virginia, man. That's where I run most.
Those are our next two target markets. Columbus, Ohio, and wherever West Virginia.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening.
Later.
We appreciate it. It's great being a local Buffalo show.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
There you go. He's gone. I was lost on him.
Okay, well, he's out.
Hey, there's stuff to haul.
Yeah. So last night, I think you did mention the truck on 24. On 24, something finally happened last night.
Oh, yeah.
It sure does look like the president's dead. They shot down Air Force One.
Mm-hmm. I can't even keep track of what happened last night.
There's too much happening on 24.
Busy. Jack's so busy.
And yes. the London guy is, the British guy is paralyzed.
I'll walk again.
And, yeah, what's her name? She's in love with him but she's still on the phone with Jack Bauer all the time.
Chloe and Edgar are going to have sex.
Uh-huh.
They will join at some point.
Yes. Tony is very upset at Moon Pie Girl for having joined with the guy from, from Canada. Mm-hmm.
And this is a national emergency. Isn't it about time that she slips out of that jacket? Moonface Girl?
You're here.
I mean, she's been in that boring gray outfit. Her hair's been up in a bun. Let the hair down. Take the jacket off. I mean, really, I think, frankly, at this part of the 24-hour day, some of those people ought to be in their underwear.
The best part about 24 last night, though, is when they've got the guy that's in the stealth bomber, and Jack Bauer, who's driving his car down the road, patch me through.
Miracle of modern communication.
And all of a sudden, the guy, like, his cell phone in the stealth bomber rings. Uh-huh. He goes, "Hello, this is Jack Bauer. Just listen to me." I mean, it's like he's using this freaking OnStar to talk to the guy.
Right.
Now, I'm not complaining. I love the show.
But I was saying to you in the office,
just,
you're a big believer in suspend disbelief and commit to the drama so you can enjoy it more. If you even momentarily let that slide last night and you started overthinking it, you would have laughed so hard at 24. Because Jack Bauer was everywhere, doing everything, found the bomb, killed the terrorist. It was just too funny.
And I didn't understand at one point when he said, "I'm going off con. I'm going to cell phones." Now, why would you not just want the thing that talks right into your ear,
uh-huh,
and you just speak and they hear you? Why would you switch from that?
It's too impersonal.
To a device where you would have... And again, I know we've asked before,
uh-huh,
the batteries that they have in the telephones on 24 have to be
incredible
batteries.
Well, they're CTU agents.
Yeah, government batteries.
They've got better technology.
Oh, and I love it when you see the CTU agents wearing the red, almost Nazi uniforms
that only
a few of them wear at CTU.
Yeah, the kind of people that come up to take the disgruntled employee out of the parking lot. It is so funny. If you know, a time years ago, we had a soap opera. They did a narrative of what had happened during the year. Mm-hmm. You could do what has happened during the season.
Oh, they have. They've done that in magazines
before. It's fantastic.
It's crazy.
It's great.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi, you all were talking about the president getting shot down, but I don't think he's dead.
On the TV show 24, said Mike, not to alert our listening audience, for people that just at that instant turned on the radio.
I think that he is, though, because they had him do the big sign-off with his son, and also they did the whole rigmarole with the vice president, who's never been on the
and
show.
The previews of next week's attractions, which I love, the cliffhanger episode, they actually talked about the football, getting the football, which means perhaps the president's not a factor anymore.
Well,
right?
They still show the plane in the air next week.
They did?
Yeah, but they said
they also showed it on the ground.
They said it was...
At the end it crashed, I think.
They said it was broken up in a lot of pieces.
Yeah, right? But I bet the president doesn't die yet.
And the president's teenage son went to all that trouble to write that speech.
Well, he got a nice hug.
Yeah. Well, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I know it's a little late because y'all aren't talking about American Idol anymore, but I just wanted to let you know that Paula Abdul was with Emilio Estevez, not Charlie Sheen.
No!
That's right.
You are right.
I wouldn't rule out the second one.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen may have joined with
her.
May have joined with her, but you're right. Yeah, it was his brother. Okay, thank you.
Oh, no problem.
All right, see you later.
And instantly, a message to Charlie if he's out there listening to you. Charlie, hang in there. Tough it out.
Yeah.
I hope you get joint custody.
We're with you.
Go for it. Okay?
I read a lot about him, too.
Don't let the chips get you down.
Read a lot about him, too. What was it, the Inquirer, I guess, when we were on that boat? I would just sit outside and read the stuff where it says that on the set of Three and a Half Men.
Thank you.
That when she would call, he would say, like, "Oh, Queen Mother's on the phone. I don't want to talk to her." And that he would go back to drinking and watching porn on the internet in his dressing room.
God, it was like a week before she filed or they came out with the separation. She was talking about what a great dad he was and what a great husband and father he was. Very sad.
Hello there.
She was stifling him creatively.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey,
you know,
attacked with a 50-foot woman.
Hold on just a second. You know, she only did the spread in Playboy, no pun intended, for him.
Because he likes the porn.
Because that turned him on.
I you know, I thought he'd only dated one porn star, but when they gave a little Charlie Sheen bio, he's like two that he actually had long relationships with.
But I think I saw at least four or five little boxes of heads of porn stars.
Well, probably, you know, women he's been seen with, but he actually, you know, well, what's that one that we had in here? Do we have Ginger Lynn in here?
Oh, the anal worker.
Or Amber, one of the
Lynn. One of the Lynn girls
was Charlie Sheen, was Mrs. Sheen for a while.
And I understand Denise Richards is not wasting any time. She's now dating the son from Two and a Half Men.
Thank you, Rob.
That's creepy.
Although I'll say this, he is advanced for his age.
He is a lucky boy.
A little boy.
He's 42.
A little chubby boy.
Don't you need to get out to testify at the Michael Jackson trial today? And you know what I had said right before we left on vacation?
What?
I had said that, you know, where are the other people that are going to come forward in the Michael Jackson trial? And now they're finally bussing these people in that are doing doing all the testimony.
Hello.
Hey, yesterday you were searching for one more song by the Tubes. Was it Attack of the 50-Foot Woman? Or I Don't Want to Wait Anymore?
No, you know, I don't think that those are, I don't doubt that those are Tubes hits, or, you know, the Tubes fans.
A lot of Tube heads out there.
That was the whole Terry Schiavo thing. That's your favorite band, the Tubes.
I guess, well, then you're even with Don, sir. When it comes to the Tubes, you're tied.
Hey, I hate it when you do that. All right. I was going to just
tied. I said it first.
I'm just thinking of it at the same time. Hello. Don and Mike's
show.
Hello. Infinity.
Broadcasting.
Infinity. No.
Infinity. Yeah, you can't go any further than infinity.
Right. That's right. Kidding me. It's like you would say when you're a kid, onesies, twosies, infinity. When you get to infinity, it's like, okay, screw you, take it.
Oh, rock, paper, scissors.
Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, do you remember, I guess about 2 or 3 years ago, I took a picture of your toe that you had operated on?
I do not remember that, sir.
But you were at the Final Four in New Orleans, and I came up there and I had a suit on. I actually gave you some Viagra pills, gave Buzz a little bottle of cough syrup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway. don't I remember this guy like it was yesterday?
Oh, I'm sure you do.
But anyway.
Anyway, I have your picture of your toe that was operated on all bloody. In my office, behind my face. So I look at it every day.
Congratulations. Would you like me to autograph that for you or what? I could wipe a booger on it for you and
sir,
send it back to you.
This is Mike, and I happened to spend that weekend with Don in New Orleans. He didn't need any Viagra pills, okay? Trust me. But thanks for the cough. Trust me on that one.
Buzz, did you drink that bottle of cough syrup?
It was delicious. Buzz needs all the medicine he can get.
Of course it was delicious.
Cherry flavored.
Buzz, that's nice. Oh, you know, before we get our first exciting commercial break, and it's only twice an hour that we get the break for commercials, but boy, it's exciting.
We're always lobbying for more.
There's always good ones being played. Mm-hmm. We'd like to take a second out to say congratulations to Hefe and Dubs.
Amen.
Today's their final day. They got a gig down at Real Radio down in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, that's great.
So good for them to get the hell out of here and going down to Florida to do their own radio show. And they're helping us out today again while B.A. and Joe and Travis are still away.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank them and wish them good luck.
Yeah. Dubs get his lifetime pass to Disney World yet?
he's just going to go down and he doesn't even need the costume. He's just going to be goofy. Just going to walk around the park.
This is great. I feel like I've died and gone to heaven. I really, really do. That's good for them. Yeah. I mean, that's a nice place to do radio.
Not a bad gig.
Right.
No. I agree. And after they leave the building, I'll tell you some of the stuff that they told me, some of the differences they noticed between the radio station in Orlando
and
the one here at WJFK. Some of the difference, how the place works.
Interesting.
Starting with the name, Real Radio.
All right, maybe you're getting a step ahead of me there, okay, Buzz. But anyway, they were fascinated with the newfangled way that they did some things at the station down in Orlando.
Nice equipment, probably. Yeah,
well, no, not even a good. It's mainly it's a people issue.
Ah, okay.
It's a personnel issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get so down if you keep talking like
they're
that.
They're real surprised. They said, "God, you know all the people that work at that station. They're like." real psyched to work there.
It's a true thrill for anybody, especially if they stay in the business, if they stay in radio, when they finally get their visa to leave the island of Misfit Toys.
Oh, and speaking of that, one more shout out. This was an email that I got over the vacation from Senor Hughes about, now you've heard, y'all, Rob, stop sucking up to him. Miss Bobby, who we've talked about for almost 15 years.
Yeah, where's she been?
Well, Miss Bobby, it says, will not be returning to her position as business manager.
Really?
For WJFK. We all appreciate Bobby's many years of dedicated service. Please wish me and joining Bobby a continued speedy recovery and good luck in her future endeavors. So, you know, that's it.
Wow.
She's gone. As Michael Jackson sang, she's out of my life. And it never...
What do we do now? Yeah, I normally have things to say. I don't have anything to
say. Our longtime listeners know Miss Bobby. You know, she had that lovely Roseanne-sounding voice. She's the woman that really ran... Mike, I'm thinking that, too. She's the woman that really ran the radio station.
Yes.
Despite all of these de facto puppet general manager governments that they put up.
Well, all I can say is you better find another people person.
Listen, that's what I loved about her.
Yeah, really.
She...
Yeah, I know.
She...
Hence the island of Misfit Toys. There are an S-load of people in this building that feel like you do. So you go to another place. Hi, how are you? Welcome. Hey, F you. What do you mean by that?
She's so great. She's so great. She would greet everybody with the same wonderful scowl. Yeah. What?
You can't do it that way. Don!
Hi, I'm new on the job.
It's Bobby. Where's the form? You have to sign the form.
When were they due?
Yesterday.
But she would always cut me slack.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
She had a special place in her heart for you.
I was never able to totally become joined with...
This is true.
With Miss Bobby.
Right there.
Despite my many, many tries at the annual Christmas party.
The so many times that you tried to share your love with her, pulling her into the men's room, or was it the ladies' room?
The ladies' room.
It was the ladies' room.
Of course it was.
So many great moments, even casual get-togethers.
Yes.
When Miss Bobby was here, we had more of those casual get-togethers.
True. Do you remember how she would like the old margarita wagon being pushed around up on the second or third floor?
No one loved a food fight like Miss Bobby.
Absolutely.
True.
B.H.
Godspeed, anyway, Miss Bobby.
She's out of here. She's out of here. There you go. There's more corporate America
End
for you.
End of an era.
Another one of the beautiful people of WJFK gone forever.
God needed a business manager.
She's not dead.
Oh, she is. So you think. We don't really know.
No, we don't.
I hope she's all right. Seriously.
Yeah.
She's been gone.
She had, like, I think it was hip replacement
like some
surgery.
Kind of hip
something like that. Right.
She's hipper than ever.
Let's hope to be square. Anyway, we'll miss Miss Bobby.
Yeah.
She was on the show for a long time.
Yeah, we will.
Mike,
we will.
Would you stop it?
Absolutely.
Would you stop it, please?
I wish I knew where to send the card.
Just give it to me.
Okay.
I'm going over after work tonight.
Personal delivery.
That's right. Ding dong.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is your mommy home?
Hey, that's a choice office.
I'm the man from work.
Oh, it's taken.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Who took it?
And we can't move offices again. We're where we are, Mike.
Just
come on.
Thought.
Come on.
It was just a thought.
It's one of the ladies, I don't know.
Because the experiment of being down here has worked so beautifully. Now.
It has.
Yeah.
At least your office is painted.
All right, so listen, you know, a long time ago, we decided to move from the upper floor to the lower floor.
Yeah, so we would get more camaraderie with the staff. Right.
So that we would, okay, so the door's always open and still nobody comes in.
Well, the tall guy that doesn't play golf comes in occasionally.
Dave Howard.
Oh, was that the guy with the goatee?
Yeah, he's fun. Brushes his teeth a lot.
He is one of those guys that does brush his teeth in the bathroom all the time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, you know what I saw people using on the cruise? Speaking of brushing your teeth, those things that they sell now that you put on your finger.
Oh, the finger toothbrushes?
I saw people using it, and nothing to me looks fouler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had the morning. Everybody's had the morning. You don't have the toothbrush, and you go, okay, I just put some toothpaste on my finger, and you do that thing. Well, this, you put, like, this little surgical glove that's got, like, these little thingies on it.
Bristles.
And you see someone sitting after dinner at the table.
Oh, at the table?
Yeah, going...
Disgusting.
And then when they're done with it, just putting it down like with the tea bag.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Those are made by Crest. Have you seen the one made by Charmin?
It's a multi-purpose.
You like the brisket.
For those people who like to multitask.
Don't leave that on your plate.
And remember the sequence.
Please.
Otherwise, you're in a heap of trouble.
And Bobby, if you're listening, keep the secret, my love.
Tongues were wagging.
Okay, so, you know, everything changes. The more things change, the more... there you go. Miss Bobby out, gone, retired. J-Dubs, El Jefe, down to Orlando. I tell you what, we're in a good position here.
Yes, we are.
Come October, I believe we're going to be the only disc jockeys under contract on this station.
It's just getting curiouser and curiouser.
So we're feeling pretty good about ourselves right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who needs paint?
You need paint? There's tons of it back there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you want? 6 ounces? 12 ounces? You want
just
it on ice?
Like to see a little of it on the wall.
Got a break? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995, the rest.
So the plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's right, my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going... on the adventure.
Michael Mara.
Damn right.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your ass. Regards, Hank Kingsley.
Oh.
Fax that back to him.
Look in the mirror.
He's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. Just so happens I am on a...
First name basis
with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business.
Like who?
So... get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Todd Rundgren.
I like Todd Rundgren, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It's me.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Me?
No, not you, I'm sorry. Too dumb. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Listen, I'm calling from Las Vegas, and the first time I heard your show was last week. I was just wondering...
There was a great Cops in Las Vegas this past weekend, and it was one of the ones... Because it wasn't like the regular Cops where they go where the guy's got his shirt off and beat up his girlfriend. It was a Cops CSI. And they actually found a dead guy in a bar that had been murdered, and you followed the investigators right up until the time when they pulled the car into this parking lot, and they arrested the guy that had actually committed the murder.
Wow.
It was absolutely amazing. I guess they just got lucky.
Was it as good as a regular Cops?
I would say that people that are big fans of the regular Cops might not have enjoyed it that much because there was a little... too much going on, maybe a little more cerebral than
big get that out of here.
But they actually got the guys, and then you had the little little post note that said that they were gonna go for the death penalty for these two guys that beat up a 70-year-old bar owner. It was amazing.
Reading about you know, there's all those articles about CSI. Hey, hold on a second. I promise to get back to you. All these articles about the CSIs, the real CSIs, who are pissed at the TV CSIs for making it look easy and making it look like there's technology that doesn't exist.
Right.
There's another now undertow from within the police department. It's detectives. Detectives are, and I read this again over vacation where I guess I just read too much, that detectives say, well, if you want to find a show that's truer, watch Law and Order, because really on Law and Order, the cops, the real cops, the detectives, come in and secure the scene. And all the CSIs do is, like, pick up cigarette butts.
Right. That is, you know, you would take this away from that episode of Cops because it was real. You saw the guy that, I don't think it said CSI, but he said crime scene Las Vegas or something. And it was obviously,
right.
They were getting a shoe print that they had found on this guy's back because the guy had been beaten up. And then you saw another team of detectives go out and do this one interview. And it was kind of, what I took away from it was a much larger effort for a murder where they all canvassed the area.
And when I watch CSI, and it is my favorite show.
It's fun.
But, you know, you kind of have to suspend this belief as well.
Right.
You know, when George Eads comes up to the door, Evel Knievel comes up the door, and, you know, he's got this big-ass gun, and he's there with that character actor, Brass, guy that's the hard-nosed cop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like, it's just those two guys. It's like, it's just the police commissioner going out with a good-looking guy with a big gun.
They pull into this motel, and they see one of these guys who later pleads not guilty to committing the murder, but it's obvious they committed the murder. They're drug addicts. He's sitting on the curb. They interview him,
Mike,
and they say, "Where's your buddy?"
I miss Joe.
He's a drug addict.
I miss Joe.
And one lone detective. This is what really surprised me. One lone detective goes over to the motel room where this guy's accomplice is and the alleged ringleader, and knocks on the door. And they take the guy out. They put him in cuffs, and I mean, there's just, I was amazed at how little backup this detective had, because they were reasonably certain that this was the murderer that they were going to arrest.
Real CSIs are getting heat now from cops, and also they're saying to people that, like, have crimes that are unsolved, listen, we don't have, like, the magic machine like they do on TV, where you go into a room and you put on the old man Terminator sunglasses, and all of a sudden you go, "Say, look, there, you know, there's DNA there."
I could be wrong, but I don't think real CSIs have anything to do with people. I don't think they go out and interview suspects and bring people in. I think that they really do deal with the shoe print, the blood, the hair, and stuff like that. They don't have any, you don't see, like, David Caruso, you know, with the CSI walking in with gun drawn and arresting the guy.
You know what?
David Caruso is always there.
He is the worst violator. He's worse than William Peterson.
Right.
He pulls up in that goddamn gold Hummer. You know, and supersedes all of the cops and all the detectives that are there, and walks right up. And what did he do the other night? This is a pet peeve of both myself and my wonderful wife. We hate it on a TV show, and especially at a decent show like CSI.
Right.
This, when you're having a conversation with somebody, they say, "That will be the last time that ever happens." The last time. When they repeat
the key phrase.
And generally speaking, on your quality network TV shows, you don't
quality
get
writing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't get that. But we were watching a CSI the other day.
It sure is, Billy.
It sure is. And it was something like that with David Caruso. It was something that was TiVo'd where he said, "Because I care." And he started to leave there and he came back, "Because I care." And I looked at her and I said, I hate that too.
I
hate that double line. Nobody in real life ever uses the double line.
No,
like
they
that.
Don't.
And
no, no, they don't.
He is a horrible violator.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. You said something funny. Yeah. He was going to say something that was statistical.
The other thing about Caruso
is, and see, he doesn't stop.
I know. No statistics here, though. Is what he says, "I'll get the woman that killed your mother. I'll get her.
I'll get her."
For emphasis.
Yeah. You are going to jail.
It's lucky there's only one murder at a time in Miami, because he can really focus on that murder.
The thing that Rob said about CSI Miami and David Caruso, he is always there.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whether it's pulling somebody out of a plane crash or someone, you know, dies in the swamp. David Caruso always manages to be there 5 minutes later.
Hey, H. We're waiting for H. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, fellas.
Hi there.
Hey, Mike, I guess I bet I can guess your favorite cops novel, or cops episode. It's where the guy, two cops in Sacramento, walk into a restaurant, and they go to the back of the restaurant, and there's a guy who has hung himself.
No, I've never seen that one.
Oh.
I only recently back into it.
Would that only be good because it was a guy from Sacramento?
That's right.
Okay, all right. Gotcha.
I do hope that this is a new trend on Cops where they kind of follow one investigation, because, I mean, they
not
get
me.
The guy, and it
no.
really, but I mean, when you see it, when you see the reality of it.
You know, here's the thing about it. When you're watching Cops,
right.
First off, if you're watching regular Saturday Night Cops,
yes.
And I say this with all affection, because I'm in the same category.
Right.
You're a loser. If you're at home on Saturday
guilty.
Night, okay, and you're watching TV at 8 o'clock, and you're watching Cops, you're a loser.
Yeah, but there's nothing, I mean, if you are home and you're not going out, there's nothing else on.
Well, there's a movie or something on, but you end up on Cops. And here's my point.
you end up on Cops.
If you're a loser, and I'm a loser, and I end up on Cops, I disagree. I don't want the long form. What I love mm-hmm. is that at any moment, some broad in her nightgown's going to be standing on the front porch with blood coming out of her nose, and
right.
she's going to be screaming, "Don't take Johnny away!
I would be...
Don't take him away!"
I'd be interested to see what you think of this, because I think if you saw it, you might feel a little differently. It was not slow-moving. It actually... And they interspersed it with other calls. So it was not one, just one particular guy looking for the murderer, and they interspersed it enough, and at the end, when they caught the guy, they were putting the cuffs on him, and he had shot up his arms so much with heroin that the arms had all bloated, and they were trying to put the cuffs, cool. and he's going, ow, ow. So there were little touches, you know, little gory touches.
He said horse.
Horse, baby.
Horse. Yeah. Hello to Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike Radio Gods.
Or is that Sarah? Or is that Sarah Jessica Parker doing another one of her annoying commercials with her dark hair color?
I enjoy being a girl.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Radio Gods from Jeff from San Francisco.
Yes, Jeff.
I'm not listening on the internet, and I had strep throat on Saturday. So, Mike, didn't you hate that fat chick in the yellow outfit who was a real bitch to that one suspect who got beat up? She's all, "I don't believe you. I don't believe you."
Yeah, but she was the investigating officer that got the job done, wasn't she?
No, she wasn't the one who finally got it.
Yeah, she didn't make the final arrest, but she was definitely, yeah. They had, I mean, she would not have been on any CSI. This was a lady that really looked like she sold Krispy Kreme donuts instead of being a detective. But, you know, and she went to this one guy who was connected to the murderers, and immediately, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I think you're lying. I love the drama of it. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Oh, and I'll tell you one other thing. If my wife is listening, I hope she would call in just to give you her perspective on this. She is pretty good at suspending disbelief with a lot of these shows. Last night in 24, where they're having the shootout, that's the point where she said, "Listen, I got to walk away. This show is just too dumb." And I said, "Oh, please come back." She ended up, you know, like half seeing it. But when we were watching the CSI Miami,
yeah.
you know that real hot, 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 hot blonde Emily Proctor?
Emily Proctor, yes, the ballistics expert.
Is she just not the hottest thing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't comment on that. You know, if I'm laying in bed watching this show with my wife, I'm not going to say, "Damn, that woman's hot." You know, I don't do it.
Sure. Make sure your enthusiasm is not involuntary. Yeah.
Very smart. Keep it in check.
That might, now that only happens when Caruso's on.
Yes, of course.
H.
Yeah, when you see the Hummer.
When I think about joining.
Joining David. Join him, won't you?
Joining him. Anyway. I guess she's not going to... You see, the thing is, I don't know if she's listening, is going to call in,
right.
or not, because we have a two-minute freaking delay now that we say you don't hear for 2 minutes. Anyway, she said, "That Emily Proctor."
Yeah.
I said, "What about her?" And she said, "There's no way that a real CSI would be able to wear all that makeup and have that hair walking around that lab like that. Look at her. Look at the way she shakes her head in that model way."
Yes. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. And, of course, I just said, "Stop it." I'm thinking about coupling with Caruso. Mm-hmm.
Who, between the two, you'd go with Emily Proctor over Marge Helgenberger? Oh, really? It's a tough decision for you?
You know, here's the thing. I've seen Marge Helgenberger in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And she sure does look road-beaten.
She does.
She's got like 100,000 miles on her.
Yeah, it might be trade-in time for her.
I don't know.
She's got the attitude, though, that maybe Emily Proctor doesn't have. And what's neat about Marge Helgenberger...
Marge. Is it Marge?
Is it Marge?
I think it's Marge.
Yeah. Marge.
Marge.
You know, is that a Hollywood thing or what? Are there any Marges walking around there that call themselves Marge?
No, it's not really
glamorous.
It's not really worked for her. She wasn't really famous until this show, but...
I think she, you know, really, when you wake up first thing in the morning, you know, you really would have Irene Ryan next to you in bed.
Yeah, I agree.
I think there's a chance.
Jed? It could be a very dry burger. that Helgenberger.
But Emily Proctor trowels it on, too.
And
she wears a lot of makeup.
And something tells me that Emily Proctor might not try as hard.
I like the black lady that talks to dead people.
As Margot. Oh,
yeah.
Boy, she got some cleavage on her.
Yeah, she does.
You know the one that I wouldn't...
What'd they do to you, honey?
The one that I wouldn't do from CSI.
What, who?
Sarah Seidel.
Is she the one with the gap tooth?
Yeah, the one that's the alky.
I would.
Rob, you would?
Not on a bet.
Same,
really?
No.
She seems to be rather mannish to me.
I think so.
A little bit mannish.
I think so.
But she's a drinker? I'd fill that gap. Okay,
there you go. She's a drinker.
She's a drinker. That's Rob's level of attraction right there. Get a drink!
She might not fight as hard.
What is this? Hello. Don and Mike show.
Just relax.
Hello. Hello.
Dear.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Yeah, Don and Mike show for the third and final time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Going, and gone. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, new caller.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say, going back to 24, did you ever see Air Force One with Harrison Ford?
Yes, yeah. Sure.
In that movie, they had an escape pod where the president could sit in and they can inject it.
They had the same thing in Escape to New York with Kurt Russell or Escape from New York, yeah.
There's an escape pod, yes.
Why couldn't they just have them during the show get inside there if they knew the plane was under attack?
Well, I think next week they're going to chase that magic suitcase, or what do they call it, the football?
The briefcase, yeah, the football.
All over the landscape.
The football. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Oh, here we go. You're on the air. Hi. Let me give you one of these.
There you go.
Don and Mike show.
Go ahead.
Is it me?
What's wrong? Come on.
So painful.
What?
I was wondering if you were going to talk about Ants calling the basketball game last night.
You know, I'm actually glad you brought that up. He was at his... I thought about taping it, but it was too late. I turned it on, I guess, after 24, and...
incredible Tar Heels victory.
Yeah, UNC is up, like, by 15 or something, and the Illini come back. And towards the end, Nance was doing his... Not his golf talk.
Right. But no, so it's a level increase, because the golf, he's got to tone it down.
But he still is doing the same. This is a moment for the ages. As you look at the all-time streak, it's UCLA at number one, then it's whatever it is, Kentucky at number two, and now moving at number three in the Dean Dome. Oh, the tradition, the blue, the Carolina blue, yes. Number 23 worn by Michael Jordan. There they are, your national champions.
Is he a North Carolina alumni?
I don't think he is.
I know he went to one of those Carolina schools. I think he had, like, Davis Love as a roommate.
Friends?
Hmm.
Friends, the scene here at the Edwards Jones Dome, it's beyond anything I've seen in the spectacle of sport. Friends, the collegiate atmosphere, these student athletes, you know, meanwhile, the people that are at the game, it's like the Super Bowl. Right. The people that are at the game.
They're nuts. I mean, it's incredible.
But the people that are at the game, generally speaking, are not the people that Nance was speaking so eloquently about, the young college students. The people that were at that game last night, we're like your Fortune 500 guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's now the event.
It's like the Super Bowl.
It's the World Series. Right. It's the same thing where you get everybody there.
But he was out of his mind. And you know, when we had JB on and we got whatever the word is that he said all the time.
Indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last night, Nance said, friends, in the last 5 minutes, if you're watching the wrap-up.
Friends, the electricity here.
Friends, Jim Nance, it's been my pleasure, friends. And friends, don't forget that the greatest spectacle in golf. Friends, the beautiful, the majestic Augusta Country Club. Friends, Masters coverage on CBS. Friends.
He makes the transition. He goes right from the great Final Four right to Augusta. You know, I'm leaving the Dean Dome heading for those Azalea Line fairways.
Good, my pleasure, friends. For Billy Packer, Greg Gumbel, who I truly do hate, and everyone else at CBS.
He is the workaholic for CBS Sports.
And at one point when he was standing, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for the prompt, because I want to talk about that. Thank you very much. When he was talking to whoever the coach is for North Carolina,
right.
I know that he had, I'm talking about Jim Nance now, had to have bad breath, because they're standing very close together, because the court is packed with people. And the coach, and now this is all just what I'm seeing on TV,
okay.
But I know the coach has been in the huddle with these big, sweaty basketball players, and they've hugged and all this other stuff.
Very smelly.
And Jim Nance is having trouble being heard.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does was, rather than lean over into the ear of the coach, he, like, walks right to him and says, "Is this the crowning moment that you were looking for at the University of Kansas?" And the guy seriously did a double take. Like you have butt breath.
Whoa. Ah, Jim Nance here with a sour stomach.
And you know what I bet it was?
No antacid can take care of things here in the Dean Dome.
Mike, I bet it was the excitement.
That's right.
The nerves.
Nerves bubbling up, stomach acids the night before.
Another thing he said, friends, it's been a long road. We started with 64, 65 to be specific. One extra team on the bubble and then all of the teams, the Cinderella Stories friends.
Next friends, I'm going to take myself and my grapefruit-sized ulcer down to the Azalea Line fairways. It's Augusta. Augusta National and the Masters. I'm Jim Nance, bubbling up with stomach acid on CBS.
God. Okay.
And we got him again, right? We're going to
have him on
the show on a regular
football. Football time.
Very cool.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, it's Rich from Toronto.
Yes, hi, Rich.
How are you? Actually, I don't care how you guys are.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rich, what can we do for you?
This 2-minute delay is pretty terrible, so I can't tell if you've already talked about Emily Proctor naked in Breastmen yet.
Oh, that's right, that movie Breastmen with David Schwimmer.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think that came up when we used to have...
The best role Ross has ever had.
Thank you, my friend. Well, we used to have that Mr. Skin guy on the show. I think that was one of the, one of the topics.
Yeah, she was lovely, no doubt.
Let's see. How many of these calls that we've taken today have scared anybody? I only ask because there's a radio magazine.
This is great.
The radio magazine says, talking to crazies, protecting yourself against the wackos.
Yeah, fill us in.
And there's a DJ named Lars Larson.
Lars Larson has somebody think he's reading their mind? Somebody like that.
He's got to, you know, and who wouldn't want to attack a guy named Lars Larson?
Sure.
Anyway, he writes that he does a talk show. This is in a radio magazine. He writes that he does a talk show and that he's a controversial guy and that he gets, like, email threats and stuff. And he writes to all other disc jockeys, steps to protect yourself against your audience.
Is this valuable advice, Don?
Well, Mike, a lot of it
what
is...
What does Lars do?
A lot of it is basic, but... Bear with me for maybe 30 seconds. You know, protect your privacy. Boy, this guy's really over the top. Do what I do. Have your bills sent to the radio station.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Management should support this move if you explain it. Check to make sure that...
Bless you or whatever.
That's God calling. Tell him thank you.
You're fine.
Thank you. I'm okay.
Everything's going to be just fine.
There's no need to call me back today.
Everything will be fine. Ooh. Wow.
You know what that is?
What?
That's allergies. I don't know what the pollen count is today, but I guarantee it's got to be in the range that makes your eyes want to just bug out of your head.
Well, if I could have... About that time.
I don't think
nothing to do with allergies.
I don't think it would help. Are you on the Vike still?
I'm awaiting the next commercial break with great anticipation.
To get on the Vike bike.
I'd like to let everyone know that the last part of the show today will be Vicodin friendly.
So the guy writes all this regular stuff that DJ should know. You know, protect your home address, protect your family, blah, blah, blah. Then it says voter registration, you know, be careful because people find out where you live from that. And then he says, my best advice to all radio professionals, do what I did. Buy a shotgun for home defense.
Oh, God.
Wow. Take the obvious steps to keep it out of your children's hands, but readily accessible.
Yeah.
Get a license to carry a concealed handgun.
Wait.
And do what I do. Carry it every day. Buy boxes for both guns that will unlock to your fingerprints quickly, but not for kids or strangers. And then he just goes on to say that, you know, be careful about the email that you get and flag the weird email that you get from your listeners. But most importantly, remember, if you're doing a radio show, buy a gun and get a concealed permit and carry it with you at all times.
Yeah, darling. That sounds like a great idea.
Wonder what kind of show he does.
Yeah, it's fine. I think that's a great idea. It's an ensemble cast. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
let me see.
Harvey Fisher.
Lars Larson. Well, you know, we're on in Portland, yes. Oregon, so maybe somebody there knows this tool. Lars Larson does a daily talk show on KXL Portland. Oh, hold on. And he's nationally syndicated by Westwood One.
Oh, my. He's one of our radio brothers.
Part of our family.
Yes, Lies Larson with his gun.
One of us
is
armed.
Well, someone should tell Lars that we've been scared of our listeners for 20 years.
Absolutely.
And somehow we've managed to make it through without guns. But if he would like to send us some, because that appears to be his main message here in this magazine.
The only guns we ever strapped onto those toy six shooters with a small baby cowboy hat.
It says, that was when we were doing our scene from that Parenthood.
Parenthood, Steve Martin on the horse. Yippee-yi-yo!
So it says, Talkers Magazine, and the headline is, Talking to Crazies. Protecting yourself against your listeners. Lars Larson, why I pack heat.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a tough guy.
Wow. Like it's a picture of a microphone and headphones. And a gun on the cover of this stupid radio magazine.
You can never trust anyone whose first name is a derivative of their last name.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Stevens, Don Donaldson, right. Lars Larson.
Lars Larson.
These people are trouble.
Hello. Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that the reason there's no escape pod in Air Force One and 24 is because they made it up for the movies.
Oh, so the thing in the movies, well, of course they don't have an escape pod.
24 is real.
That's right.
It's a real thing. Nice stuff. You know what I was going to say, though, this is once again suspending disbelief. I'm not doing it. But don't they have the thing called chaff, isn't it, that they send out when there's a missile coming?
Man, I got to get baby powder when I do that. Oh, yeah, I meant chafe.
Isn't it C-H-A-F-F, and they send that? It's a defensive technique when there's a missile coming in. You send out this stuff into the air, and then the missile gets diverted.
I heard Air Force One has jetpacks.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, like the guy at the first Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi, just letting you know that Nance wasn't being a homer last night. He was just being Nance. He actually went to Houston, University of Houston.
With Freddie Couples. Rob told me that Freddie Couples is, okay.
Yeah.
But really, wasn't he over the top last night with his sentimentality and then also that Jim Nance just going crazy, loving the event, loving being there with his bad breath?
I believe him. I think he really wants to be there.
Going back.
I think it's your fault.
Well, what?
I think it's y'all's fault. You guys, I listened to the change in him when he first came on the show years ago when he
remember?
Was so timid.
Yeah, well, he no longer
he
is
timid.
He has
ripped off his shirt.
Yes, I think he's actually going to be a lot of fun come fall.
He's the man. One more call. Here's Charlie in Portland. Hello, Charlie.
Yeah, that Lars Larson guy, he actually does a local show in Portland, and he also does a syndicated show. And when Michael Moore came to town, he gave out his home phone number. Then he got a whole bunch of death threats at his home, and his wife was all freaked out.
Hold on, slow down. Backs.
So when Michael Moore came to town, the disc jockey gave out his own telephone number?
Michael Moore gave out the disc jockey's home phone number at his show.
Well, how
about that? Wait a minute. You're still not expressing yourself clearly, sir.
There's a problem.
Someone gave out a phone number. Who did it?
Michael Moore gave Lars Larson's phone number out at his show in Portland.
Is he a conservative talker?
Yeah, and he's kind of Rush Limbaugh wannabe.
Okay, and how did Michael Moore get his phone number?
He was on his show, and he somehow got his home phone number. And then he got a whole bunch of death threats from, like, psycho liberals in Portland.
That's probably what he said, but it probably didn't really happen.
Probably not, because it was a long time ago. It was a long time ago, back in the day. But do you remember when we woke Phil Collins up at his hotel, and boy, he was pissed. That was before the FCC broke in with this dumb stuff telling people they got to be on the air.
Exactly.
So we just called the front desk, Phil Collins, please. We got him about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
He was pissed. Radio station thrown out of the Genesis concert that night. Record label comes and says, we will never give this radio station anything from this record company again. Phil Collins is so pissed at Don and Mike. Forget it. Just forget it.
Wow.
So we ended up, I think it was my number that we offered, or maybe perhaps it was both of our numbers.
I think both of our numbers that they gave out, the trade-off, the way that we made amends, was for what Phil gave the phone numbers out at a concert.
Yeah, that concert that night, they would not allow our radio station to broadcast from the remember, we had that big giant boom box, that big studio that was on wheels.
Yeah, well, we hadn't just called them. We'd called them, and during the process of calling them, we'd let everybody know what hotel he was at, what room he was in.
Oh.
So that's why he got kind of upset. It wasn't just our phone call, it was the phone calls afterwards.
Well, everybody called him. Sure, well, he was popular.
And we kind of laughed about it, and then, you know that next Monday changed our phone numbers and went on with our lives.
Because, we had to have, like, a serious meeting with the managers of Genesis and the guy from Atlantic Records, and finally said, listen, give Phil our numbers. If he wants to give out our phone numbers tonight, the truth is, we were both really, we thought that was cool, right?
We thought it was great. It was a great bit on the air because it was the truth.
And I remember, and this was long before the agent.
Did he end up doing that?
Yes, because I remember.
Or did he? See, I'm thinking now that maybe he didn't do the phone thing. He just kicked the whole radio station out of the concert.
No, he did, because I remember with Frida sitting at home that night, and this was before the age of caller ID.
Right.
Just go, hello? Hey, Don! And you know, you would hear the sounds from the
concert. I think he might have given yours out. He didn't give mine out.
Well, either way.
Or people just didn't care.
And we certainly didn't buy a gun after that happened.
No, absolutely not.
Because we were
fun to carry one.
Concerned about Phil Collins.
Yeah, it'd be fun to carry one, you know, just to walk around with one strapped on.
I couldn't, because I'm a klutz. I would shoot myself. I'm positive.
I just read the statistics, that you're more likely to have something go wrong if you own a gun than if you have one for protection.
Drag the intruder in. Whatever you do, make sure you drag the intruder into your house if you shoot him on the outside.
Oh, hi, Wendell.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall.
Oh, hi, Wendell.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky?
Well, do you, punk?
Good luck.
Good luck. Hello, Don and Mike. He's another one that flew the coop.
Oh, he did.
Wendell Hall's another one.
He went to a gun-friendly state, though.
Yeah.
Hi, Wendell.
I hand you one when you go in.
Yeah.
You know, I still get the occasional IM from him.
Yeah, how's he doing, man?
Mike, I couldn't tell you because he still scares me so much.
Sure.
Every time I get it, I always write, hi, Wendell, I'm busy. Write you later. Bye.
Yeah. Not over here at the transmitter tower shooting cans.
He's doing well. He's a volunteer fireman.
Hey, that's good for him. Next paramedic, and then you move up from paramedic, and you move up into the law enforcement community.
And then eventually you set the fires.
And you make love to the bodies, the dead, dead scarred bodies. You bring them back to the transmitter site.
Our tribute to Wendell Hall.
And on a New Year's Eve, I know what it was. It was the New Year's Eve that we were going to go from 1999 to 2000, when everybody was concerned that
Y2K.
The world was going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Wendell had to be out at the transmitter that night.
And he was furious about it.
And he found his good friend Jack.
He was falling down drunk out at the transmitter, just in case anything went wrong.
Yeah.
And he rang in the New Year with himself.
But I maintain that if something had happened, he would have been like Randy Quaid
on
Independence Day.
Oh, and he would have sobered up and killed all the aliens.
They would have given him some coffee like they used to in the old movies when someone was drunk. You'd bring in a pot of black coffee, and then you'd send him right back out.
Everything's fixed here, sir. Yes, I'm drunk, but I fixed the Y2K problem.
He would save the world and then manage Elvis Presley.
Randy Quaid, not Wendell Hall. One more call, then we got a break. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, do you know you guys are up against Lars Larson for your first hour in Portland?
Yeah, see, that's good. That's a good thing. He's a hump that carries a gun.
I hope that we kill him. In the ratings, of course.
Yeah, in the ratings. Be careful. He might take that seriously.
That's not a threat, Lars.
No.
Although I know you're packing it, Lars.
Conservative talker. You know, you don't get a lot of that in radio nowadays.
Lars, how Aryan is that?
Yeah, really.
Lars Larson.
Hi.
Everybody into the truck.
Hi, this is Lars Larson.
Hey.
Be careful. I carry a gun with me at all times.
Each and every day before I go to work, I load my Luger and I wear it on my gun belt.
I say, dot, dot, dot. Eat my Luger.
Jawohl. This is Lars Larson.
Lars.
Dankeschön.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye. Also, what you're telling me, he should expect that if he's going to do an interview in a dumb radio magazine, mm-hmm. and have it be the headline, his advice to all disc jockeys, mm-hmm. start carrying guns. There you go. Thanks, Lars.
I carry a gun.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When somebody out there knows what it's like to be in here.
Oh, God, this is like a nightmare.
Oh, well, come on, just a couple of questions. How hard is that? How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You have no idea what you're working with here.
What we've got here is...
failure, you communicate.
Hit the wrong button. Sorry about that, Judge.
There's always somebody looking for some.
Judge Melville.
Who else have you bled to?
It's Michael Jackson's judge.
Yes.
Judge Melville.
Very tough. What did you say?
I said you're Michael Jackson's judge.
Say that again.
I said you're Michael Jackson's judge.
Don't cuss.
You didn't cuss.
You are a lot of trouble.
I am not. Hi, Judge.
Well, he's yours.
Who? Michael Jackson?
Bend over.
Oh,
you're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I think I heard enough of him.
I asked you a question.
What, the thing about bending over? No.
You may gather I'm a little impatient.
Yeah, we do. Right, Judge.
Good Christ. Michael.
Where'd you get that money?
What?
Yeah.
We don't have any money.
I don't have any money.
No, I'm cold and hungry and wet and tired and short-tempered.
Well, we know.
So get on with it.
All right.
Okay, we will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge Melville. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I don't care about you either. I want to talk to Buzz about quitting smoking.
Yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead. He's over there sucking on his...
I'm the expert. I've done it half a dozen times.
Buzz has got this thing that looks like a tampon.
Okay.
That he puts into his mouth and sucks on during the show.
But it's got nicotine in it, you said, right?
Yes. Vapors.
That's what you don't want. You want the nicotine out of your body.
No.
And it takes about 2 weeks.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I know what I want.
Okay, let me tell you something.
I like this because it gives me nicotine and that makes me happy. Don't mess with that.
Let me tell you something, seriously.
Yeah?
I smoked for like over 40 years, and I quit. It's been a year and 7 months now, and the way I did it...
Buzz, this is Peter Jennings on the phone. You should listen to him.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose.
No, I'm serious.
Sorry about the news.
Sir, we are on the air.
Okay, in the farmer's, I know it sounds crazy, but in the farmer's almanac...
Okay, farmer's almanac.
Bye-bye.
How about that, Judge?
My reaction exactly.
Judge Melville, he likes the smoking.
There he is, Judge Melville.
Does. He really does.
Very funny.
Thank you.
Hey, Judge.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was calling to tell you about Leah Remini.
Yes. Are you a little distracted?
Well, no, I'm just nervous.
What about her? You know, we're fascinated with her. We're best friends with her. I feel like we're sorority sisters.
Absolutely.
With Leah Remini. What about Leah Remini?
In the Avon catalog, she advertises herself as a radio personality. And I just thought that was kind of amusing.
I agree.
Yes.
Okay, you get a chime for
that.
Good
tip
in.
Bye-bye.
Something extra for her resume.
My wife, who claims she hates television, but yet when we were on vacation, TiVo'd like 8,000 different shows and is watching them all, she watched Chasing Farah.
Oh, yes, that's a new reality show.
I watched an episode of that with her, and then she started to watch the Kirstie Alley show, and I said, oh, I don't want to see that. She said, no, come back and check it out.
Pretty
because
fun.
Guess who was featured? Leah Remini.
Really? On Fat Actress?
Yeah.
Say no more.
Coincidence?
Yeah, right. And that's the great thing about TiVo, because there's a shot of Lisa Remini coming out of the, whatever this restaurant or whatever, and it's just... although Angelo Pagan was there with her.
Oh, really?
But I mean, she got the vish ass.
Fat Actress, I watched the first episode, and I think they ought to tell her, you might have something if you were a little less scary. Just a little less scary.
And also, I think they're going on like the Larry David format, where they have a rough idea, but no real script. Well, the difference is Larry David is pretty funny and can go off the cuff without a script.
Right.
Maybe they need something for Kirstie Alley.
Larry David.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, lads, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
How are you anyway?
I'm just fine. I just called with a little suggestion for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yes, mate.
As a short-term sciatic nerve abuser of Vicodin, my doctor told me that it's much more effective rather than swallowing it whole, where about 30% of it goes to, say, the elimination chamber in your body and doesn't get absorbed into your bloodstream. Yeah. If you chew it up or suck it like a lifesaver and allow it to dissolve, you get about 30% more bang for the buck as far as pain relief.
Well, there you go, Mike.
Well, I already swallowed it, so it's too late for that. Or you can grind it up and snort it, or use it as a suppository.
Thank you so much, Buzz.
Hope you'll help me with that later.
Sure. And you know, Mike, if you just took it during the break, you could go in the bathroom, induce vomiting, and then
and enjoy it a second time.
in either of the styles yes. that Buzz offered, either grind it up or use it as the suppository.
That's a fascinating idea, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Let me just tell you. You gotta really, unless you're infirmed and you don't have a choice in the matter,
uh-huh.
you gotta really want to get high if you'll take a suppository.
And what's your point?
And I do. Absolutely, bring it on. You know, okay. really, you know, there's one thing. There's one thing to take medication, and then there's another thing to have fun.
That's right.
You combine both.
Yuck.
In a simple tube.
Yuck. Yum, oh, yum. Man. I don't know. I can't even imagine, you know, the end result being worth the violation.
Like doing that thing?
Where, yeah.
Well, aren't there certain medications you have to take that way?
Yes.
There's certain medicines.
When I was a baby, when I was a little kid, I would have to take suppositories.
I think now you have to take certain medicines that way. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it's all about. I really don't. I haven't read the book.
Anti-nausea medication.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't keep them down. There's only one other way to get it in there.
There's only one way to deal with it.
Hello,
that's
Don
right.
Mike Show. What? We cannot understand.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
I gave you the exam.
Oh, he gave the exam.
Oh, it's my guy.
All right, Judge.
We don't need to waste no time speculating on his case or feeling sorry for him.
Get rid of him, Judge Melville. Right.
He's out of there.
Mormon drover in New Mexico, eh?
Yeah, but they're not all winners.
You ought to know something about these cases. You do, don't you?
Don't you? That's like the young Duke, Eric.
I'm just ruminating for information.
The best kind.
Young Duke.
God.
Wow.
Wow, Buzz. Buzz took his happy pills today.
Maybe Buzz took a suppository before work today.
Suppositories!
Look, kid, the border's over yonder just 60 miles. Why don't you light out?
Give him a suppository.
Light out. Wow.
Now, the Pope is dead. This is a bulletin for you. Yes, the Pope is dead. He's got a nice waxy buildup on him. Mm-hmm. They're carrying him all over the place. I checked out the tape last night. In fact, they did tie his hands and tie his feet down to that board that they
were I think they had
carrying him around.
I mean, can you imagine if they didn't and there'd be an accident?
No, and also the cross that they had that was like he was supposed to be holding it. What they did was they just kind of, they had his hands folded on his chest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they kind of shoved it in between his like right armpit and his elbow.
Mm-hmm.
They had him tied down almost like a Macy's Day float. and as I was watching, and I'm watching the Pope get moved from place to place, and millions of people. The thing is, the cameras are the thing that are flipping me out when I'm watching the coverage of this. Not news cameras, but I'm talking about the thousand of schmucks. And I love that they call everybody that goes there a pilgrim. Okay? Right. Not everyone that goes to see this dead guy is a pilgrim.
Well, that's
a lot of
the expression they're using for making the people, because they're, you know, technically making a pilgrimage to the Vatican.
I understand, but when I'm looking
at it... You want to see the big buckle?
Listen, here's the thing. When I see a guy standing there wearing a loud Hawaiian shirt, as I did see on TV...
Hard to take him.
And when he gets up close enough to the Pope where most people are like crossing themselves and this guy pulls out his big ass Betamax video camera. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Right? Just some spectator.
Sure.
And he's got a Hawaiian shirt on and he's got the thing. It's such an old fashioned camera.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding up a light with one hand and he's got the Betamax going like this and he's getting the pictures of the waxy Pope.
And melt the wax.
Everybody's doing it with the cell phone pictures.
Yeah, and that's really a case where you really don't need moving pictures.
Now,
well, he is being carried, Rob. Yeah, that's money on eBay.
I hope that he would stay still.
I've got Pope stuff for you.
Mm.
You know he's from Poland.
Yes.
From Krakow. They want his heart in Krakow.
Oh, really?
What they want to do is they want to cut the Pope open and say, you can have his body there at the Vatican, but we want his heart in Krakow.
They want to bury his heart?
They want to bury his heart.
Really?
That's true.
That's a little weird.
Also, Bono has weighed in on the Pope.
Oh, thank God.
Bono says he's a cool dude. And also that when he met the Pope, he met him with that tool, Bob Geldof and Quincy Jones. According to Bono, the Pope liked his sunglasses.
Yes.
You know those Bono glasses?
Oh, yeah, the cool Bono sunglasses.
Right. And the Pope actually, because Bono, I guess what he in this thing that I read, said that he wanted to show some respect, so he's meeting the Pope, and he takes the glasses off.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope says, hey, I like those glasses.
Where'd you get that jacket?
Bono gives him the glasses.
Yes.
The Pope put the glasses on.
Right.
They took a bunch of pictures. Now, Bono has the pictures. He said originally the Vatican took them back from him because they were afraid that it would, like,
took the pictures back?
Yeah, yes, because they were afraid that, like, he would turn them into T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Although, if you have Photoshop, you could make the Pope, you know...
Yeah, anybody can make a T-shirt of anything.
Right. You could make the Pope's hat with that angle, like the wrappers, the way that they wear their baseball
cap. Right, maybe.
But anyway, somewhere out there, Bono's got the picture of the Pope wearing the glasses. And then a picture that we will have on DonandMikeWebsite.com and our daily download audio or video, whatever. The part where you read...
The recap.
The recap, the written word.
The daily recap?
Yes. The picture.
Or is it the archive?
It's something like that,
yeah,
Mike.
Recap.
The picture of the brother that might be the next Pope.
I've seen him.
And?
The first message is, hey, Rob the mailman.
Is there a resemblance?
Well, Mike, let me tell you that you know the people that do like the American Idol bookmaking and all that other stuff?
Right.
They do have the odds out now, and people have placed bets. More than 5,000 people have already placed bets on who will be the next Pope. Early favorites are a guy from Italy, Dimanji Tarazzi, and this man, Francis Ariz of Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
They are both...
Hey, somebody told Timmy O'Bibinay.
They are both... let me see, early on favorites, 11 to 4. That means if you bet $4, it pays out 15.
Very cool.
And that's him. That's the...
I don't think the resemblance is there to Robert.
To Robert the Mailman?
And if you're going to show that guy from Nigeria, you have to play the Timmy tape.
Oh, well, that's in the machine, and we got to do a search on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, that wasn't tedious at all.
Didn't say it would be tedious. It's just an adventure to find a tape.
Yeah.
Like. But now that I got
you and your tapes are going
on an adventure.
On an adventure.
But we'll put the guy's picture up on the website only because, and I'm thinking back to Chicago, back when I used to live and work in Chicago. Mm-hmm. That's a heavily Catholic city,
right,
very Polish city.
Sure.
Not among the most progressive cities when it comes to race.
Right.
I can't imagine that in middle America, this dude being the Pope is going to go over real good right now. I don't think that we are evolved enough as a society to have a black guy be the Pope.
Even Chicago elected a black mayor, if you'll remember Harold Washington.
Mm-hmm. But Buzz,
yes,
he was the mayor.
Yes.
This is...
I understand.
The Pope.
The thing is, the, you know, whatever people of Chicago, the Polish people, or whoever the Catholics
are... And I mean, I'm thinking Boston
Chicago,
as well.
They have nothing to do with it. And you know what? Americans, really, as far as the American influence,
right,
is highly insignificant when it comes to
only,
the Pope.
I can only think about the American influence because I'm an American, and
right,
we live here, and I know that we have nothing to do with it.
I think next to Italy, the most, you know, the most people that vote are American cardinals.
Right.
I think that's the truth.
But the Vatican, the Holy See, hates the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Mark McGuire will not be able to vote because of the steroid thing.
No,
Ozzie Smith will be able to vote.
And Edgar Renteria can't vote now because he's playing shortstop for the Red Sox.
That's right. And going back in
but
the
I
day,
understand Bob Gibson will be voting.
And so will Jim Hart.
Very exciting. Switching sports on me.
St. Louis football cardinals. So anyway, here's the guy's picture.
Who is the dirty lineman?
Conrad Dobler. Conrad Dobler from the St. Louis Cardinals. Used to bite guys.
Right.
Anyway, that's the guy, mm-hmm, and he's going to flip out Americans. You're right. We don't have anything to do with it, but there's a lot of NASCAR fans going to be watching this going, well, I ain't going to be a Catholic no more. I ain't going to be no black man being my Pope.
And they're saying no chance that an American will be elected.
No, I think that would
very
be
slim chance.
Extremely.
Yeah, right.
Hello there. How y'all doing anyway on this fine Sunday morning?
See, you would do that impression, and I would say, well, that's great, Captain. Glad to be your Pope.
Hello there. And imagine if we got a black Pope. Mm-hmm. Imagine if we started dressing like a brother. He comes out wearing like his usher outfit.
Well, you know, technically, the Pope does have a lot of bling.
Yeah. Always
have. I'd always watch an usher do a live show somewhere. You know, I always forget that I like Usher. It's that one song that goes, bow, 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 bow. And when that song, that's the bow, 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 bow song. When that comes on, I like it. And I saw him doing this, and he had like a fedora that was completely satin. And
You're referring probably to the show Usher, One Star, One Night.
Yeah, it was like a diamond-studded hat that he had on. And
he's got moves, Don.
And I'm saying that's what I want to see my Pope wearing. Mm-hmm. I want to see my Pope wearing like a Huggy Bear outfit.
There's no reason why a progressive Pope can't change the style a little bit, right?
Hello there. And how am you this fine Sunday morning?
Yeah, and I will stay with this, Captain.
Okay. Hold on. Rob. That's funny. Hello there. This isn't the first thing I want. On my Pope-mobile, I want spinners. Give me some goddamn spinners. What does a brother got to do to get a drink in this place?
Oh, come on, man. Help a brother.
Put some into my hand.
For 15 cents.
Big pussy.
Hey, was that just a statement, or are you talking about the character?
Big pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Is in trouble.
Oh, no. What's his real name?
Vincent Pastore.
Yes, yes. He sold cigars when we were up in New York.
Yeah, he's one of the guys from The Sopranos. He's probably the best example of a guy from The Sopranos who was not able to turn his 5 minutes of fame on the show into anything.
We were very sad when we saw him on the soap opera.
Yeah, he was on One Life to Live.
It's a big drag when we saw him there.
Yeah. Now, let me see. He's mad at his girlfriend. Her name is Lisa Regina.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Hello.
Or Regina. I'm not sure how you pronounce
it. Boy, be careful with the semantics here.
Anyway, they were going to see her family in New Jersey, and she was late. So he...
You mean she was pregnant?
No, she was late. He was waiting in the car.
All right.
And then when she came down to the car, he beat her in the front seat of the car.
Oh, no.
And then he kept beating her up when they were driving around.
Oh, okay.
And he finally... broke her tailbone and pushed her out, dragged her out the door by her hair.
And then broke her tailbone?
Yeah, and slammed her to the ground. She had bruises and the black eye. And anyway, some people...
Is he going to jail?
They don't know. Some people are speculating that this is a career move for him.
Oh, no.
They're saying that he's kind of out of the limelight. And
there you go, my sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, he's...
How are you?
He's beating up his girlfriend, and now he's, you know, he's in Tom Sizemore land. He's popular
again.
Well,
frankly, I think he could have just as easily been in that Edgar chair on 24.
And then, Scott Sable, he's also... This is old news, but the mugshot of him from 3 years ago, the guy that I like on American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
The fat, pasty white guy.
Doesn't look much different.
Yeah. What is it? And I guess the story on American Idol was that he told them before the show
up front
that he had a rap sheet, and they said, don't sweat it. Then Smoking Gun sent this to us when we were on vacation. What is it? That it was a girl he was living with, and I don't know. The whole thing is that, God, it's... well, let me read it. Let's just see. What did he do? He had decided to split up his living arrangement and asked the girl to leave with their three-year-old... Oh, there's a kid involved.
Yeah, okay. Baby's having a baby.
Three-year-old son. Okay, then he moved out. His brother arrived. They argued. He called her several vulgar names, grabbed her hand, pulled the ring off her finger, said he was going to take the son. When he grabbed the baby... She stopped him and said she's calling 911.
It's pretty shocking that he had a girlfriend.
then, now listen, hold on a second. He shoves down his girlfriend. Think about this when you're watching him sing tonight on American Idol.
Yes.
He shoves his girlfriend down. She calls 911, mm-hmm. rips the phone out of the wall, and threw it at her head.
Wow.
I'm imagining that scene in Casino.
Well, didn't those other guys in the early episodes say that he was a little wigged out? That he was really, you know, very, very strange guy?
Oh, excuse me, not in her head. It struck her in her head.
Oh, it actually hit her when he threw the phone at her.
Yes, striking her in the head and the chest. This caused the phone to break.
Hey.
Anyway, he had to go to jail for 20 days, and that's the deal with him. Okay, so he and Big Pussy are both in big trouble.
I think this is going to have a backlash. I know you think it might add to his value. I don't think it's going to do it.
I don't think people care. It was a while ago, and I still think that the Big Tooth Girl is going to be out tonight. Carrie Underwood,
but
double
the
hand.
The thing about Scott Sable is he has no likability.
And hold on, I got to show you one more picture before we break that we'll have on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. This is great. This came, I got an email actually from a friend of my brother's who listens to us in Madison on 100X. Uh-huh. This is a story about Ms. Wheelchair, Wisconsin.
Huh.
Mike, you're going to like it. It's not what
really?
You think. You're going to like it.
Okay.
Here's the problem. They stripped her of her title because, as it turns out, she can walk.
Oh, my God.
Now, hold on. Hear the whole story.
The low of the low.
Here's the picture. This is her. She's actually kind of attractive in the blue top. We'll put this picture on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
And she appears to be moving around without the aid of a wheelchair. Right. Ending. Yeah.
Now, she has MS, okay?
Right.
And she can, if she wants to, and I guess I'm not putting that the right way. She has the ability to walk up to 50 steps at a time.
Very tiring if you have MS.
She can walk.
Yes. Right.
Somebody took a picture of her standing up, and it looks like she's working in a school as a teacher or
something. Right, right.
Somebody took this picture, ratted her out. They came back, and they said, okay, she's got MD. And she does spend a lot of time on her motorized scooter.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, the rascal.
Yes, and a wheelchair. Uh-huh. But the quote now from the people that run the competition, they said, here's the thing. She can walk 50 feet if she really has to.
Right.
So we really can't have her being Miss Disabled Wheelchair since...
No, she's out of there.
Technically...
Not disabled enough.
She can walk, and that's exactly what they said. Right. She's not disabled enough.
Do you know if you ever go out to Las Vegas, you can rent rascals for fun?
Oh, Felix Cavallari?
No. The actual little creatures, you know the kind they have in the grocery store?
I know what I've not seen that.
A buddy of mine came back. They had a boys' trip out to Vegas. They came back. Funniest picture I've ever seen. They went to a biker bar. Uh-huh. And they have the picture taken, and you have these legitimate bikers with Harleys out in front, and two of the bikers with the vests and the long hair, and these guys pull up and back their rascals in next to the real motorcycles and have a picture taken. It is so gay, but it is so funny. I love it. I'm going
to
do it.
Oh, and we're going to try to get, you know, they always say the thing, like, if Miss America's hit by a bus or something,
yes, right,
we'll get the follow-up girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good news is that Michelle Kearney of Milwaukee is indeed the first runner-up, and
she will fulfill all the duties.
But here's what they're going to do. This is what's so great about Wisconsin. They're going to have some type of hearing at a school gymnasium or something, where they're going to make the new girl, the second girl,
right,
she's going to come in her wheelchair, and they're going to say to her, now, if you can stand up and walk, do it.
Wow.
Because they want to make sure that whoever the Miss Wheelchair Wisconsin is, God damn it, cannot get out of that seat.
Well, I mean, they could fake it. What if you were faking it, you could still say, get up and walk, and you still don't get up and walk.
But what they're saying is, don't fake it, because look, we caught the last one that got up and walked. And now, if this one at the big town meeting can actually get up and walk, they're going to go to the third girl in line.
Yeah. But they're not doing it the right way. I think if they're going to do it properly, they do it like they did it in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. That's the way they should do it. Wow. Remember that scene?
Which one?
Remember when Steve Martin's pretending that he can't walk and he's in the wheelchair?
Right.
And Michael Caine comes in and takes the big switch and beats him on the legs with it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that scene? And yes, he said, do you feel that?
No! Yes, I do.
That's how you do it.
They can try that.
That's too great. That movie, when that movie's on, I'm there.
Are you going to go see the play with John Lithgow on Broadway?
No.
They've turned it into a musical. Come on!
Of course they have. Oh, we got a break. I'll ask you this before we go to break. Mike, what do you think the number one airline is for service?
I disqualify myself because I read the article.
Oh, you bastard.
Yeah, I'm sorry I read the newspaper. I apologize.
Does?
Continental.
God.
Continental. Yes. No.
No? I'd like to, let me see. I'm going to say Independence Air. Because that's what I just flew.
They didn't make the list, Mike.
Okay. It didn't?
No, they didn't make the list.
That's a shock.
They didn't make the list. Right. But you better watch it with what where I think you're going, because we're going to be giving away some Independence Air tickets.
I know we are. I'm aware.
Later on today's show.
I'm aware of that, too.
Pan Am?
What bus?
Pan Am?
How's your Vicodin, Mike?
It's fine. It's doing fine.
Do you think next time you'll swallow it?
You mean chew it?
Chew it?
No. No, I won't do that.
Any chance you'll suppository it?
No, I won't do that either. I won't at all. But I do believe it's JetBlue, right?
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is JetBlue, then AirTran, Southwest, United. Who's the worst? The worst is something called Atlantic Southeast.
Atlantic Southeast? I've never heard of them.
Exactly. Then you have, here you go, American Eagle.
Where's America West?
America West.
We've had so many. Haven't we had wonderful experiences with that?
Yes, we have. And, Mike, they're rated the sixth best.
Really?
America West. Rated worse than them is Northwest, American, Continental, Delta. Delta's a sponsor. That's a great airline.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Airways, and then whatever this Atlantic Southeast is. That's it. And what is
poor airlines. You know, the airlines. I was reading an article the other day about the fact that the gas prices now, more expensive. It's actually impossible for airlines to make any kind of profit with fuel prices nowadays. Right. And now let's throw these things in there, too. I mean, anybody that flies, you will realize that flying in America, the air industry, it's just nuts.
You're lucky to get there.
It's completely insane. They keep lowering prices.
Mm-hmm.
Service gets worse and worse. And the fuel prices go up without making any money.
Disagree. I just flew, and I have to say, Mike, being cramped next to the retarded guy for 3 hours.
Pleasurable experience for you?
When they came by with the bag of munchies for $7, exact change only, please,
mm-hmm.
and I opened it up, and it was like the remnants of junk, God bless you, of junk that you would get on a flight like 10 years ago when they would really take care of you, and now you get this bag that has like squirrel droppings in it, and toenails.
Who wants the used gum?
You know, and eyeballs, and some woman's, there's a cord from a birth in there.
On our airline, we're not cleaning the seats anymore because we think you might find some crumb.
There's a foreskin in there, like in Meet the Fockers, and you're paying $7 for this bag, and it's almost like a grab bag.
Right.
You don't know what you're going to get. She's just coming down the aisle with that big tray thing, and it's loaded with these bags that are stapled shut. It's like $7 cash only.
So you had to pay for that? For the little snacky snack?
Sure did.
Wow.
That's the magic of Ted, Mike.
Wow, Ted, the cheap alternative.
And the other thing that pissed me off, I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again.
Because the regular United's like flying the Queen Mary.
I'm sure a lot of you feel like I do. If you're paying for an airplane, okay, you're going to cheat me out of the food, you're not going to run a movie, God damn it, if you bring that beverage card by and I ask you for a Diet Coke, give me the whole can.
Yeah, they've stopped
that. Don't be so freaking cheap that you're going to get 4 or 5 people served with one can of Diet Coke.
Now, if you ask for the can, do they give it to you?
I asked, and she said, I'm running a little low.
Yeah.
Wow.
They find a way.
No way, and I think she was lying.
I don't know. You know what I'm going to do? Push her on the flight? I mean, not physically push her, but I'm sitting there like, can I get a little more? Can I get a can? She says, well,
you'd be arrested.
The flight is very full. I don't know if I have another one.
You know, you mentioned it at that old Super Bowl, but I really wish we had them. Jetpacks. Wouldn't have to worry about airports and all that, you know? How much damage can one guy do in a jetpack?
Super Bowl.
What could go wrong?
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I worked for AirTran. That used to be ValueJet, the one that crashed over in Florida.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Is that your finger guy, Mike?
Yeah, I believe it was.
It was. Okay.
I can't do that.
Welcome back, friend.
I can and I won't.
You can.
How about that?
You can.
And I will.
You will, because you're mic'd up.
Not really.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
A little bit.
No.
You don't feel it at all?
No, I really don't.
You really don't feel it?
No, I don't. No, I don't feel it at all. As a matter of fact, I haven't felt it for the last couple of days. It's not. Some people say that it works for them, and others say it doesn't. Yesterday, I was just... I think yesterday what the problem was, I was so self-conscious because everybody was saying, you're all biked up, that I started slurring my words. But it's not happening now. Not happening one little bit.
But
I have so many physical ailments right now, it's just... I'm keeping a Rolodex, actually.
What would you recommend if he's not feeling?
Why
double up on the dose?
Oh, absolutely. Increase the dosage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More pills, more often.
And do it with the suppository route.
Yes, right. Okay, Buzz, you get the grinder. I'll get the glue.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
kids as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given.
Listen, listeners.
Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
The Don and Mike Show.
Happy? Thank you, Jerry.
Always immersed in thought. The Don and Mike Show.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Thank you, Judge. And Mike?
Yes? Now that we got that cleared up.
I gotta ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Before we continue with the show, Judge?
We'd like to ask you some questions.
Yes, Judge Meldo?
Okay. No.
That's not strictly true.
Oh, stop with those tapes. Really? Are you falling apart today? I mean, I'm not busting your chops.
Physically, I've done a lot of radio shows, and this is I'm getting kind of a double whammy here.
Do you want the lights turned down?
No, I just, when I sit there, you know, when I get, you know, what I'm dealing with here is this back thing.
No.
Taking the Vicodin for the back, which, you know, you would think.
Are you okay, boy?
Are you okay, Rob? Are you falling apart?
Yeah, we all are.
I think we all are. It's aging. You know, what it is I'm getting a migraine, which is, you know, which I get occasionally on the show, and that's in and of itself something that you deal with, and you kind of work through it, and getting kind of a 1-2 punch, and that's why, you know, I was sitting there kind of with in a state of collapse. I know I looked at that, but I save it all, baby, for like right now.
I didn't know when we were doing that last break, mm-hmm. you were doing this thing where you had your head kind of
when we were in the commercial break.
No, even when we were on the air.
Right.
And I didn't say anything because I didn't know you had a goddamn migraine.
Right.
You were sitting
in a weird position.
Yeah, like almost. Just looking down, and I didn't want to say anything. Like, you know, what's happening is your back okay? Because you know, you and I do make eye contact.
Yeah, I know.
We have
the old fashioned track lighting.
Do you want the lights turned down? That's what I was asking.
The alternative is that I wear the cool shades, and I know you don't like it when I wear the cool shades in here.
I'm afraid you're falling apart.
Yeah, I am.
So would you like the lights down, or would you like your glasses?
You know, anybody that gets migraines, you get a little visual disturbance where it looks like somebody took a flash bulb. And when that passes, for me, the kind of migraines I get,
right. uh-huh.
that's the part that's tough. And that part has already passed. Uh-huh. Now all I have is a headache, and that's it.
And
I'm glad I took the medication so I could get, this incredibly addictive medication I'm taking for my back that gives me a migraine headache.
Well, I don't know that it gave you the migraine headache.
Well, yeah, I do. I know it really? Did. Okay. I know it did because I basically, when you get them for
you
20
didn't
years.
Enough.
Yeah, I should take more.
Is your foot still numb?
Yeah, it is.
And your back still.
It might be the back thing that's doing it. It's just, yes, I am technically, ladies and gentlemen, falling apart. That's what I'm doing.
I just wanted to make sure you're okay.
I'm fine.
And during the break.
No, I'm not, but I am fine.
No, during the break, you were not lame, but you had your head down, mm-hmm. and that's why I just wanted to make sure you're cool.
It's the light thing. You always do that. You just you look down, you look away from the light, and and basically give yourselves a mini massage. That's what you do.
You've never been more beautiful.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. I truly do. I really, really do.
It's so pretty, so put upon.
That's funny. You're a funny guy. You're a funny guy, Rob. Rob Spiewak, funny man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, I forgot about the Piscopo guy. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Hey.
Hey, man, question for Mike. When he gets his migraines, does he lose vision?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
I think he just said that.
I'm sorry. Because when I get them, it's like I go blind. I cannot see anything.
Yeah, and it's what everybody that gets them gets. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's like some people get it, some people get nausea or whatever. But yeah, that sucks. Anyway, I'm an idiot. I'll see you later.
Thanks so much.
I don't think you're an idiot. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh yes, I think everybody's an idiot.
Of course.
Hello.
Hey Mike, I got a question for you about your back.
Yes, sir.
I have a herniated disc also, and
I have to make a correction on that, because I think it's not, I think herniated is worse.
You have a bulging disc, right?
Right, herniated, right. I don't think it's as bad.
Goddamn right, it's a handsome bulge, Mike.
It's a bulge. I got a bulge, baby.
That's what he said.
Yeah, so I don't think they're the same thing, but I really don't know, because I haven't seen somebody to talk about it.
You ever get hooked on a painkiller?
Are you hooked on it right now?
Are you hooked on the Vike? The Vike give you the migraines?
Mike, are you having a discogram done?
No, I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't talked to him.
A discogram.
Yeah. A discogram. Yeah, I'm going to put the ball up, and I'm going to put a white suit on, and I'm going to have a great time.
I was thinking back to the 80s when I
I would have a discogram.
A discogram.
I'd go to the disco.
Hey, baby, let's have a discogram.
Got a gram.
I go to the bathroom, I get a gram. $100. Oh, sorry about that, Judge. I don't do it anymore.
No, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
Now, he's all upset enough, Don. Don't make him any angrier.
Listen, it was the law. I don't do it anymore. I promise.
Get on your horse.
Okay. Are you ready for a very quick edition of Oh Yeah?
Oh Yeah.
It's called Oh Yeah.
So this is not to be confused with Isn't That Something and How About That?
Only because this is something that's designed to test our patience. The last time we played Oh Yeah,
Oh Yeah,
was when we had the lady on who was behind Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming president. Remember the lady that wanted to change the amendment that would allow Arnold Schwarzenegger, a non-American, to become president?
Yes, we had a lovely chat with her.
We had her on. We think she's full of crap, but we said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, today for Oh, Yeah. The guy who's running the website RunJoeRun2005.com.
That was a good TV show.
RunJoeRun2005.com.
Okay.
New Jersey needs a governor like Joe Piscopo.
Oh, my God.
Now, not only has this tool got a website.
Oh, yeah.
He sent us some songs. Songs that he's made, like parody songs, about Joe Piscopo.
Wow.
I have no idea what is this one?
It's a pretty ballad song.
Well, I can tell it's a pretty ballad song.
It's time for the ballad song. Fresh ideas from a new boy.
Oh, it's pretty, you're right.
From the mountains.
And a ballad, Robbie.
This is not the hit, though.
It's Joe with
a whale. Oh, Joe.
Oh, this is very sad.
Yeah. You're very pitchy.
You should flip the 45 over.
All right.
Because the other cut is the one I'll
play the other
side. Is that
the
Something to Sing About?
That was Something to Sing About.
Oh, that was?
This is What I Like About Joe.
Yep.
We can use it with Joe Arden.
Yeah.
They don't sing disco,
though. Focus on the lyrics.
What I Like About Joe. He's just an awesome guy.
Oh,
Joe.
No.
Teaching kids they know to trust. Keep them out of a life of crime.
Although Joe Piscopo?
Yeah. So is he taking credit for the whole Just Say No thing?
You know, the thing that's funny is Joe hasn't committed to running yet.
That's what I like about Joe.
Hey!
Joe Piscopo for governor. So,
this guy met with Joe, I believe, for the first time this week, so you can hear about that.
Oh, good.
The game is...
Oh yeah.
Let's play. Let's see how long we can stand this guy.
So not only is he supporting Joe Piscopo, he's like the campaign manager. Is that what he's doing, too?
And he runs the website. Of which, of course, we'll have the link at donandmikewebsite.com.
Of course.
Along with the pictures of the Miss Wheelchair today and your new Black Pope.
Oh, that will never do.
Hello, is this Doug?
It is Doug.
Doug, hi, it's the Don and Mike Show. How are you,
yeah.
Sir?
Hey, guys, doing great. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Your website is runjoerun2005.com. Can you tell us why you think Joe Piscopo should be the next governor of New Jersey?
Well, I think things are moving along really great overall. I think Joe would be a perfect candidate, especially as an independent. Joe's a fiscal conservative, but a social moderate.
Oh, yeah.
And fits perfectly. I think in mainstream New Jersey.
I agree.
I want to tell you something. I'm going to embellish on our little
Hello?
Gentleman's wager.
Mm-hmm. We're here.
I want to tell you how much I believe Joe Piscopo is underrated as a man, as a politician.
You've heard the interviews, right?
Can you tell me a little bit about why you believe in Joe Piscopo the way that I do?
Well, I think, first of all, I've met Joe maybe a half a dozen times.
Lucky.
And Joe has spent several years in the inner city.
Inner theater?
Inner city, my
Oh, inner city. I'm
inner
sorry.
City.
Yes.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah,
but inner city. Working with the youth, and it's been working out very well.
I think he's brilliant.
Can a great job with his nonprofit organization.
Oh yeah. Can you just tell me why you think he's so? I want to see if we match up on this. Why is Joe Piscopo so brilliant?
Well, there's several reasons, but I think just his understanding being born in New Jersey, his understanding of the issues that are now presenting themselves in New Jersey. He's not a corrupt politician like, you know, the ones that they've had before. They've
had
six governors in the last years.
Now, listen, I know you've probably been on a lot of shows where they want to make fun of you and goof around with this whole idea. I want to say, we're serious
about
this.
I'm a big fan, though. I'm a big, because, you know, it wouldn't be Joe Piscopo if you didn't ask for, you know, ask about a few show business questions. And I'd be curious if he's still doing his Sinatra tribute, the cabaret act that he did.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I believe that he is. I believe that he's done that in Atlantic City, and he's also done it out in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen. And, will he turn his back on, if he becomes governor? He was very part of, an important part of the I'm Gumby, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he didn't have on the Gumby suit, he would stand there with Eddie Murphy.
Right.
Do you think that if he was running for governor, that on some occasion he might say, I'm Gumby, damn it?
Do I think he would say that?
Yeah, you know, just in a light moment.
I don't think so.
You know,
when
you
I think he would take the role as governor very seriously.
Well, I know that.
So
and,
do we.
But he's a talented guy. I've seen him interviewed. And do you think, I actually noticed, really, even though it was an entertainment movie, I noticed that in Johnny Dangerously, he seemed to have kind of leadership qualities, even though it was a ridiculous movie. It seemed to me that he kind of was.
We could debate that another time, Mike.
It was a lot of fun, but it also demonstrated his, you know, leadership abilities, because he was playing kind of a mafia leader.
And where are you going with this? I don't understand where you're going with his role on that.
Well, my knowledge.
Nor do I, Mike.
I apologize.
Are you a fan or not?
Oh, yeah. I really am. I'm a big fan. What I'm saying is his entertainment abilities are what I noticed, but he also seemed kind of like he could be a leader.
Do you think he's a better entertainer or politician?
Well, I don't think he's a professional politician by any means. I think he's part of... he's part of the solution for New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking my language. There you go. Now, can you tell you've tapped into the vein?
I'm sorry. Can I just stop this for a second and really apologize? I wasn't trying to make a flip comment. I was actually trying to just demonstrate that I actually saw, you know, kind of a leadership ability in Joe Piscopo.
In Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was a stupid analysis, but I really thought it was something that I took from that, and I think... I think he's a born leader.
Well, I would agree that he's a born leader. His ability to work with people, I've seen that firsthand. I think that he has a great ability to bring the issues forward. I think that he also shows...
He would have
a great ability to debate.
Saturday Night Live...
Forzine and Doug Forrester...
Has any Saturday Night Live alumni endorsed him? I'm thinking, what's that guy's name? Tim Kazurinsky, or maybe the great Jim Belushi. I'm talking about, or the guy Charles Rocket.
The guy that was, these are the guys that were actually in the Joe Piscopo
era.
Incarnation.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I know that the Blues Brothers did a benefit for his nonprofit organization.
Do you know if Mary Gross is going to support him?
It was very well attended. And very well received.
Well, how about
I would consider if Joe actually decides to run, I think that he would
Julie Louis-Dreyfus
from that
was on then too, right? Do you think Julie Louis-Dreyfus would support Joe for governor?
That I don't know.
What about Lauren Michaels?
There's possibility. There's also been some discussion on whether or not Joe should, if he does announce, to announce on Saturday Night Live.
Has he
thought about?
That's great.
He hasn't dismissed that outright, have they?
No, they haven't at this point. He hasn't dismissed running for governor. I met with Joe yesterday and spent several hours with him yesterday.
Wait,
probably a good possibility that he's going to run.
Hold on, let me just stop this for a second. You actually met with Joe Piscopo in person?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's like a dream. So you meet him and you talk to him.
Are you going to be part of his cabinet?
Am I part of his cabinet?
If he wins.
If he wins, we'll discuss that. He needs some people.
I am so excited.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, these songs that you sent us, we love them.
Okay.
What's your favorite?
I really like the one, Something to Sing About.
Oh, yeah. Me
Let's
too.
Give him something to sing about.
Me too. But the other one's a little catchier. The one that's What I Like About Joe.
Yeah.
What I Like About Joe? Oh, yeah, I like that one also.
Oh, the lyrics to the one you were saying are pretty good. Joe Piscopo for governor. Joe Piscopo for governor. There's mm-hmm. no doubt. Now New Jersey's got something to sing about. Joe Piscopo for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Piscopo for governor. Joe Piscopo for governor. Readying to do what it takes, working for the Garden State.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, are you getting...
What color is his hair?
What color is his hair?
Yeah, is it brown. What?
Dark brown.
Does he color his hair?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
That would be an important question to find out.
It's important whether or not he should run for governor, whether or not he dyes his hair.
I think Arnold does.
Arnold does, yes.
Yeah, I think he does.
Right. And when you meet with Joe...
Yes.
Dude, I can't do this anymore. Listen. We're playing a game. I can't do this.
Yeah, you can. You can support him.
Stick with it.
Come on now.
Okay.
Don't get emotional.
Okay.
Please don't get emotional.
Well, Mike,
I think
you know
he can win. I
you
think
know me
he
so
can
well.
Win.
Here's the thing, Doug.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, I'll do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
I am such a believer in Joe Piscopo, and we are such fans of Joe Piscopo.
Bigger than I am. And that's the truth. I mean, that really, you had to talk me into it.
Okay, thank you for that. But you have been a willing member.
Well, it wasn't that difficult to sell me on it.
Can I just, listen, we even got a tape. Listen to this.
Joe.
Can you hear this? Let me play it down the phone.
Joe.
Do you hear that? Sir?
Yes.
What
Joe.
Do we have to do to get on board?
Joe.
Oh, yeah. I love Joe Piscopo. And I love him so much that I get caught up, and Mike's right, I get emotional.
What do you need from us?
Oh, you could send money, large, you know, paper bags.
Oh, no.
Cash would be helpful.
Has he,
No cash.
Is he on
no
board?
Cash.
Is he on board with this? Is he going to
well,
go for
I,
it?
Well, I think we're moving forward. He's got two new films that he's working on.
Oh, well, yeah. See, that's not good, though.
Are any of the movies with animals?
I don't know.
Oh, I wish he was.
He's going to stop entertaining, and he's going to start running.
The two movies is Joey Benefit, and the other one is Bloomfield Ave.
What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Bloomfield Ave.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, hello.
New Jersey
for
needs
for Jersey
a governor.
People, they understand
mm-hmm.
that.
Like Joe Piscopo. Mm-hmm. And when are you going to get an answer from Joe, Doug? We're almost out of time.
Well,
when are you going to get an answer?
You know, he's going to have to make a decision no later than probably the end of May. So we have
to wait
months.
That. Do you think we have to wait that long?
I don't think so. I think we'll have a pretty good indication by the end of the month.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a first lady?
There certainly is. Her
and how long has he been married?
This time.
I think, actually, yesterday was his anniversary. He's been married 9 years.
Oh, yeah. RunJoeRun2005.com.
Don and Mike are on board and on this. You believe that, right?
Yes, sir.
Good man.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, and one of our lackeys will chat with you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Give us the best, please.
All right.
Do.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Hold on, please. He's such an idiot. He just wanted to
tell him. Hang in there. I like the way you did that. Yeah.
Hey, it's Rob. Thanks for joining us today.
You got emotional.
Understandably.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you get emotional? losing my patience because the guy's just going on about, what's the freaking Joe Piscopo? He's an idiot.
Well, we didn't have time. They wanted to focus on Joe.
Run, Joe, run.
But keep us in.
He's an idiot.
You're an idiot. What do you think, Judge?
Seems to be the idea.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Right.
I'll decide this one.
Okay, so what did the guy say? And I'm sorry, I let everybody down. I didn't.
No, but you saved it. You saved it. He was disappointed because he thought he was going to get to hear Mike do Jesse Ventura because he was the one who talked Jesse into running.
Hey, how are you, Joe? Run, run, run. Go for it, Joe.
Do you think you'll be good, Governor?
Yeah. Effing A.
Smart, yeah.
Oh, all right,
yeah.
I do. I feel that good.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be the nub governor in Jersey, baby.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
Judge Melville.
And Buzz, did you actually keep track of who said what over there?
I actually did, and as usual, it was very close. Mike had 22 oh yes to your 19 oh yes.
Yeah, you were better at that than me, Mike.
Thank you very much. You beefed it up because you gave a lot of, you gave six just yes, which were in the spirit of oh yeah, but weren't technically
I wanted to win. I really did this
thing. And you pulled it out, and look at me.
And I took it seriously.
And I was ready to quit and bail on this bit.
Very close.
And tell the guy he's just a schmuck, and you kept my head in the game.
I make Piscopio. I can't talk. I've got aphasia. That's what I do. I'm great.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
Are you okay, really?
Mm-hmm.
You just made a face like you're not.
Okay. Doing great.
Okay.
Doing great.
Okay. We'll break.
All right.
We'll break. We'll break. We'll turn off all the lights. You want to go lay down in the office?
I'll be fine.
You know what? For a guy with a back that's falling apart, on prescription medication, and a migraine, you just really brought your A game that thing with Piscopo.
I did. I didn't laugh. I didn't laugh at all.
No, good.
Governor.
That's because I believe in him.
And also, I think if you laughed, your head would hurt.
I think it might. Absolutely.
Well, then your head must be exploding because our show is so tremendously hilarious every freaking day.
Bravo.
Bravo. Okay, good. Do you want to go puke or whatever you got to do now?
I'm fine. I'm 100%.
Okay. We will give away, Mike, you mentioned how much you love Independence Air.
Mm-hmm.
So do I. We'll be giving away trips on Independence Air, free airfare out to Las Vegas.
All right.
When we come right back. So you better call 877-365-3636.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, imagine my surprise.
Working amongst the drones. The Don and Mike Show.
Imagine my surprise when Mike is in here actually doing this break with me now.
How are you?
Hi there. Mike, well, you heard this in the last break.
Not well.
He's got back.
It's not being not well as much as it's just this thing. A lot of people get migraine headaches, go through this, and you get the little visual thing, and then sometimes you have a little trouble speaking.
Yes.
And when you do this for a living, it's a very frustrating thing to have. And that last break, as Don knew it, I don't think a lot of other people knew it, but Don knew it because he works with me for 20 years.
I thought Mike was like having a stroke.
Sometimes
I'm not kidding.
You say, you know, ma'am, mambo to the dog patch
with
and
the
stuff like that.
Boy standing by on the sidelines.
And it's just a weird experience, and you try to get through it, and it feels scary. But you try to get through it as easy as you can.
I thought we were going to lose you there for a second, big guy.
No, it's not that big.
Because,
it's not that big, but I'm not going to be doing the happy pills anymore, because that's, I think, what the real reason is. I think that's what, you know, when you put stuff in your system like that, that upsets the whole thing. So we'll see what
happens.
Because
that was two breaks. Oh, what, Buzz, you want the pills?
Yeah, well, sure. Buzz, you can have them. I'll bring them in tomorrow.
I saw Buzz looking at him like, think of all
I'd rather have a sore
wasted
back than that stuff. I really would.
This is two breaks now in a row that I've known you've not been feeling well. The break where we were like talking about the Black Pope, that's where you had your head down. See, the thing is, I didn't want to bring it up on the air because I didn't want to embarrass you. I've been working with Mike for 20 years. We're best buddies.
You know, 15 years ago when we were working together, I would have been so freaked out I would never talk about it. Now I talk about it because a lot of people go through that. When you're having a migraine, you just you know, everything gets a little wobbly, and it's a little scary, actually. It
so
really
it was
is.
Like it was two breaks in a row there that I wasn't sure if
you're
know,
gonna be with you.
I mean,
well,
I
it wasn't
think,
that bad.
I didn't think
well,
I
no, I meant,
but I didn't
not
know
like I was gonna collapse or anything like that.
But like
that.
During the first break, we were talking about the Black Pope when I didn't know you were getting a migraine.
Right.
I thought you were pissed or that your back hurt because you were leaning over. Then when we did that Joe Piscopo thing, about halfway through, I noticed that, like,
a lot of stammering.
There's something, and also
a lot of wrong words and a bad sequence and things like that.
And a little twitching, just a little bit, right? No, Mike, I swear on my kid's life, I'm
now
not.
Now you're frightening me. Now him.
We just
Don, there is nothing touch me.
So we got done with that last.
Whatsoever.
We got done with that last break, and Mike said, "Hey, I've got that thing where I can't even see." I said, well, Jesus Christ, you know, go lay down.
But it's just what it is. You know, there are people that get migraines that get them a lot worse than I do. That I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a guy that had him one time where he couldn't play. You know, he'd go down because people that get...
you're not a pussy like him, Mike.
Well, I just don't get them as bad as some other people.
Yeah, but you're here playing.
It's very, very
That's
scary.
Right.
I'm very, very sick. But I'm not. I'm really not. I'm actually much better than I was.
Good.
It's just once... once you play the funeral dirge.
How's your back?
I'm doing fine. The back, I could care less right now about my back.
Right now.
I'm not even thinking about that. Everything's 100% okay. I was mildly freaked out just about as much as anything will freak me out when we're doing this show.
I could tell.
It's scary because you're sitting there trying to process what you want to say, and I'm still a little shaky with it. And when that happens,
see,
this is what you do.
You know what hides it now that you have sunglasses on?
My cool shades.
The fact that I could look in your eyes,
right,
and I could tell that, like, you're looking around the room, and I could tell that something was going on with you.
Rob said that he said it was not that hard.
No, I didn't notice it, but I pulled a highlight. It's in CD1 during the break of that last break, and I'd like Mike to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
CD1?
Yeah, CD1.
Spartacus was the most important thing I did in my career.
Apart. Thank you very much.
Spartacus
Reed is good.
A man... wanted freedom.
Mike O'Mara, everybody.
I still don't hear a problem. I don't believe in medication anymore. I truly don't.
You
will. It's not helping.
You think it's the bike that gave you the migraine?
I'm going to ask somebody about it and see what it is. It could be that. You know, I'm not a big guy. Believe it or not, I'm not a big guy for taking those medications. I don't trust them. They scare me. I don't like what they do. It doesn't help all that much. You know, it just makes you.
So what are you
going to
do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when your headache goes away because you're not taking the Vicodin and your back still hurts like it did when you had to go to the hospital?
I don't think that the pain reliever that I take for the back is all that significant. That if I don't take it like I have been, that it's going to bother me that much. So what I'm going to do is just see what happens. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the pain of my back or my leg or anything. When it comes to being on the show and I'm having trouble because you have that migraine blind spot or you can't talk clearly, that to me is just a little bit more weird. It really is. And I know I freaked you out because you've never had it, so you don't understand what it is.
No.
It is kind of scary when I look at you like that, when I'm just kind of going,
yes, okay.
When I was twitching, not twitching anymore.
But
it's much better with the sunglasses.
Be funny.
So.
And if I could not have seen your eyes, I wouldn't have known how squirrely I think you were.
It happened to me. It's happened to me one time in my whole life when I had that kind of migraine, and it's a scary thing because you're saying stuff like blah blah blah, and you're trying to express yourself, and it's very frustrating.
Don't
we're
worry about
talking
it.
To that goofy Joe Piscopo guy,
don't
and meanwhile I'm just going. Repeating myself and
don't
doing
worry.
That and straight. Yes, what? What are you going to say now?
Just ruin today's show.
There you go, like I always do.
Just ruin today's show.
I know. That's I know.
So
and I think I was saying to you before, you know, man, I always thought you'd be first. Always did. Always
I
thought
tell
it would be you first.
Only because we're best buddies.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to the bathroom on your grave because I love you.
Yeah, I know you do.
But I'll outlive you.
All right.
I think I've turned that corner.
You have been a healthy guy for a lot longer than I have, and I think it's this might be a little time to take that trip.
Now,
down the healthy highway, everybody.
I just, since we're on the topic, I was hoping I could get you guys to commit to eulogizing me, though.
We will, Rob.
I think that'll be nice.
We'll fight over it.
Yes. Share a car.
Actually, I'll get half the time. I'll do the 15-minute speech, you do the half hour.
I would think, God, who would be...
Sorry.
What's that?
That's Rob's telephone.
Who's that? Carrie wondering if I'm all right?
Death
calling.
Is it the Grim Reaper checking in?
She's concerned. She's very concerned about my progress. Tell her I'm fine.
Who do you think is going to be the first to die?
In our little trifecta here, how many people are you going to include? I think it's going to be Joe.
I'll put you, me, Buzz, right. Robbie, Joe, and what the hell? Let's put Beth Ann in there.
Oh, well then, there you go. no question.
You can't die from lack of sex.
It's Beth Ann.
Yes, you can.
it's Beth Ann, no question about it.
All right, if we take Beth Ann out of it, who's the first to kick?
Of all the males,
who's the first to kick?
Carrie, her best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Carrie.
My wife.
I hate to say this. It's going to be a surprise because he's younger. But right there.
Sure.
You think Rob?
Yeah.
One reason.
Why?
That fried chicken with the Captain Crunch.
That's it?
Yeah,
that's it. And there's no one doing that. I doubt I'll see the end of the contract.
It's very, very, no, I really, it's a toss-up. But I think you're doing real well. You know, you take care of yourself
I'm doing better.
You don't drink as heavily as I do. You don't smoke.
Well, I smoke cigars.
You smoke cigars. That's bad.
I smoke cigars, yes. Buzz.
Do you exercise?
Not likely to kill
you,
though. But Buzz, you do everything.
I just had a complete checkup on him in great shape. Perfect condition.
Then I'm afraid that I would... Rob, how old are you?
34, yeah.
Mike, how old are you? 45?
I'm 45. Don, I can take it. I know where you're going, and I think right now, considering...
But it's a horse race. I think
but,
the
you
boy,
know, you have to realize one
the boy's
thing.
The boy's got a chance.
I've had this thing.
The
Since
migraine.
I was 25 years old.
Right, no, I don't think you're going to die like from a brain aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
Aneurysm. You'll want to grab the left side of my coffin because that will allow you to use your right hand. It's a stronger side.
Yes,
I'll try to select something light.
I'm going to get you a hat like the Pope.
All right, here's my final order.
Display me on an incline.
My final order is probably going to be Mike, then Rob, then me, then Buzz, then Joe. That's what I think the order
think
of
Joe,
death will be.
Joe will live the longest? Joe's
I believe
considerably
so.
Older than me.
Joe is a stupid man.
Yeah.
I believe that...
Survival defense.
Yeah. Yes. He'll be able to, you know, like a guy on an island.
Mm-hmm.
I think Joe would do good if there was a real-life survivor show.
Mm-hmm.
He could do well.
Do you think when he gets married, it'll make his life shorter?
Oh, yes. It'll take 10 to 15 years off his life.
So if you were to cancel that mythical quote-unquote wedding,
yeah, right.
He could live longer.
I think he'll do all right. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think he's got preservatives in his body.
Buzz, why don't you rate everybody?
Okay, I think...
Who will die first?
This is scary for me today as we're discussing this because I'm realizing I am the one that feels like I'm dying today. Well, I think probably after Mike, then Rob. So I'm still the leader. Is that what it is, guys?
That's
it. Yeah. Even if I come in tomorrow with a completely different look, I'm gonna put Joe in the middle just because I think that's where he belongs. That's where he would end up.
Do you think I'm going to outlive Joe?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to outlive Joe?
And then I will outlive Joe, and then you will outlive me. I think you, Don Geronimo, will live the longest.
Would that be the dream?
Yeah.
To be the last... The last DJ standing.
Everybody.
And we'll all be buried together, won't we?
That'd be exciting.
In a big crypt that's carved and shaped like a radio.
I think a statue of a lion licking our feet. I think it's me, and then it's me, and then it's me. That's how I'm feeling today.
I promise you, you'll be at my funeral.
Thank
unless you have
you.
Previous plans.
I appreciate it, bud. I appreciate it.
Hold on, let's go. We should get Beth Ann a call.
Yes.
She, even though she's suspended.
She's maybe, not doing nothing.
Maybe
do you think she's listening
gone.
Today?
Let's see if she's surprised that we're calling her. Like she was yesterday because of the 2-minute delay.
Mortuary.
Hello?
Hello, Beth Ann.
Hello, darling.
It's us. Turn your radio down.
You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. You're just doing who you thought would die. Hey, what's
that's up? Right. Here is our wonderful suspended producer, Beth Ann. She'll be back tomorrow.
Hey.
Beth Ann.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Among the men. Among the men. Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joe. Pleased to be giving us a number. Who will die first? First through fifth. What's your opinion?
Who will die first? Rob.
Thank you.
Followed by?
Buzz.
Followed by?
Mike.
Followed
Don
by?
And Joe.
Here's a question.
That means Don's the last?
No, Joe.
She thinks
Joe will outlast me.
Yeah, it's another vote.
But she doesn't have you as number one.
All right, that's
can
good,
you assign
that's
ages to how long you think we'll last?
Oh, you guys have years and years and years.
Okay,
I mean,
whatever.
Yeah.
Don't be
you'll
so
be
sure, darling.
Okay.
Please,
you're not,
really,
you're,
don't
you're
be
not
so sure.
You've not seen Mike today.
Since I'm dying soon, what year do you...
You haven't heard my new nickname, Johnny Ashen. Johnny Ashitori.
What do you think my age will be when I pass, dear one?
I think you'll be 53.
That's nice.
Just the idea of him being 53 is funny.
Gary!
53 now.
I'm in my final 20 years. It's more than half gone.
All right, Beth Ann.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
How long will you live?
Probably forever.
That's right. Fame.
Okay. And
do you think, which will happen first? Do you think one of us will die first or you will have sex first?
I will have sex first.
I think she will have
sex. Hey, you know,
sex,
no matter what happens.
One of us
dies. Hold on a second. No matter what happens, do you know what I think?
Well, right.
I'm going to win a category. youngest widow.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Congratulations.
Good
Mike.
Night, everybody.
Thanks so much.
I get
appreciate that.
Oh, with Laura, okay. You're right.
Yes. Hey, yes, Carla, Laura, I still win. Great.
Hey, thank you, B.A.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
That's the idea.
Do you miss us, B.A.? Oh, she's a guest.
Isn't it nice when she gives the same kind of hang-up?
That's good. Oh, God, we didn't even take phone calls. Okay, everybody's standing by. I promise we'll get to you in a second. The Independence Air. Oh, let's try one real fast just All right. Show you what we're going to do. We'll just take some phone calls real fast in 30 seconds. We'll need a timer on this. And, Buzz, please pay attention because you're the guy who writes this stuff down.
Right.
Hey, what's your name, my friend? You on the phone?
Jeremy from Baltimore.
All right, Jeremy, you're playing Make Us Die.
No, Jeremy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In 30 seconds, how many times can you say Mike likes Vike? Ready? Go.
Mike likes Vike.
Disqualification.
Out. Let's try somebody else. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
John.
30 seconds. How many times can you say Final Four? Go. Now, why is that funny? I think that's hysterical.
55.
Wow.
I think I got 59.
You got 59?
I did.
Yeah, all right. No, I'm sorry. I got 57.
Ah,
all right. 57.
50? Wow.
Still over 55.
Jesus Christ. All right, stay on hold.
Quite a few.
Stay on hold. You're in the lead to win.
All right.
With the Final Four category.
A little easier than the first one. Wow.
Yeah, well, that's what we'll have two or three different categories. Mix them up. So, call will be back in a second. You know the phone number, 877-365-3636.
One request.
Yes.
Don't ask me to play that game. Thank you. Final Four.
We'll be right back.
Hi, baby.
Here's the Don and Mike Show.
In a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches.
This is what I
then
do.
Then I apply an Herb Mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine.
I'm not going to die.
I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol.
I do.
Because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older.
You know what I'm going to do?
Then moisturizer. Then an anti-aging balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting with a belated sense of urgency. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right, right. www.donmikewebsite.com. That is the official website of our show. Where you can see who was on the show, and you can, I'm not going
to... Well, you might want to stop by some of the other locations we have.
Like what?
Like the store.
I was going to talk about the internet, but I'll do it tomorrow because we're playing a game. Go to our website. There's good stuff there. Now, the Independence Air. What is this? Airfare? Anywhere Independence Air flies, that would include Orlando. That would include
Fort Myers.
Las Vegas, Fort Myers. And a bunch of other really, really great cities. What am I forgetting? What am I forgetting? Oh, Detroit. Yeah. Thank you. They do. So
it's great. Springtime in Detroit, man.
Here we go. We got some stuff to give away. Some airline stuff. Let's go to, I don't know who this is.
Now, are you keeping the other guy on hold that we had there?
Yeah, the guy that said Final Four.
57 times.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hey, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you from?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
All right, beautiful, my friend. 30 seconds here. Mike likes Vike. Are you ready? Get as many as you can. And go.
Mike,
you know, doesn't it end up sounding like Muck Likes? It ends up sounding like Muck Lux, Muck Likes Fike.
Now, that was a tougher one because...
I know that sounds almost dirty, but that's almost. What it is. If you're listening like I am, both Mike and Buzz are listening and counting.
Right. This is, and I counted 37. Listening. You got that, Buzz?
I got 32.
32. I had 37, but it's a lot tougher, that one, than the final four.
Right.
Over the how are we going to judge it? I don't know how we're going to judge it.
We have
a clear leader. Yeah.
We have two?
We have more than one trip to give away.
Okay. right.
Over the 30 seconds, they slowly turn into interviewers from How's Your News.
Hold on. Just a second. Now we'll go back to the other one. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Dave.
Dave. Okay, Dave. 30 seconds. It's final four. And the number to beat Buzz, Mike, is?
57, Don.
Go.
Final four.
There you go. How many did you guys get? How many did you get?
25, 33, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 67.
Wow.
Are you kidding? 67?
I got 60.
You guys. Okay, hold on. You're the new leader.
Thank you.
And I got a third one. Got a third one we're going to put into play here. Don and Mike show. Hi, who is this?
I think you're right, Buzz. No, I'm kidding.
Hello, who is this?
Ben.
Hi, Ben. Where are you from?
Father.
All right, Ben, as many times as you can in 30 seconds. Dead at 50. Go.
Smack.
Disqualification.
Pay attention to the instructions.
Yeah,
hum. Hang up about him, go.
Guys, still.
Learn to listen, listen to learn. Now, are you going to keep the two categories, or are you coming up with
this other one's just a fun one. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Yeah, who's this?
Yes, this is Joe from Rochester.
All right, Joe.
Joe, Don's got a funny one here.
All right.
30 seconds, dead at 50.
Go ahead, Joe.
Go.
Dead at 50.
Hold on a second. How many you got for him there?
45?
Buzz?
41. Perfect. Every time.
You guys are funny. Okay. Dad, the guy with the most is the guy that said Final Four, right?
Final Four had a total of 57.
Okay. All those guys are going to win because we don't
have
time.
Said he had 10.
We don't have time for everybody.
All right.
But I got, let me try. We got a million of these trips. Rob?
Still have my vision.
Yes, sir.
Rob?
Yes.
Right, no, not you, Rob, a caller.
Yeah.
Okay, nicotine.
Are you on the phone, Rob?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here you go. 30 seconds, as many times as you can.
Here we go.
Not what you think.
All right, I'm waiting.
Blood-stained women's house dress.
All right, very good.
Blood stained women's house dress.
We're getting closer. We're doing all right, Buzz.
Okay, so.
What are you, high?
So we've got Final Four.
Final Four with 57.
Mike likes Mike.
That's 37.
Then we had Dead at 50.
That's Dave with a total of, I think that was Joe with that. He had 45.
And Blood-Stained Women's House Dress.
With Rob in 26. Do you have Dave in there with 67? I think he had Final Four.
I'm not keeping track here. Dave also said
Final Four.
Okay.
So he beat out the other guy that had 57.
Here's how we'll wind this game up. We'll give a couple of people a chance to take a crack at beating the winners in each of the categories. If you want to say Final Four, if you want to say Mike Likes Vike, you want to say Dead at 50, you want to try to beat Blood-Stained Women's House Dress.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the four that we had, right?
Right, I believe so.
That's it. Okay, so. Let's go here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name, please?
Ray.
Ray. Ray, which one would you like to try to beat? Final Four, Mike Likes Vike, Dead at 50, or Blood-Stained Women's House Dress?
I'm going to go for Final Four.
And what's his total he's got to beat?
The total he has to beat with that one is 67.
Okay, ready and go.
Final
How many has he got, guys? Hey, shut up there. Hold on a second. How many has he got?
I got an even 60. 53.
Oh, that means you are a big loser.
You couldn't beat Dave with a total of 67.
There you go, Dave.
Hey.
Congratulations for having said Final Four 67 or 60 times.
Excellent.
Congratulations. You have won a trip for two. Would you like to go to Las Vegas?
What else you got?
Oh. You ungrateful ass.
Oh, that's horrible.
Okay, congratulations. You're going to Detroit. Courtesy of Independence Air.
That'll teach you.
Visit flyeye.com and start saving today. Independence Air, go your own way.
Have fun in Motown.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, Dave. Okay, most people like Vegas.
Contest winners have to be careful on this
Let's
show.
Let's try somebody else. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Ryan.
Here's what we have left. Mike likes Vike, Dead at 50, and Bloodstained Woman's House Dress.
Yeah, to beat Mike likes Vike, you have to have at least 37, Dead at 50, 45, and Bloodstained House Dress.
Woman's House Dress, Mike.
Woman's House Dress, 26.
I'm going to go with the Vike.
Mm-hmm. All right, and the number to beat on that is...
37.
Ready and go. And do we have a winner or a loser here, guys?
Loser, I think.
Mike?
51. He beats him by...
51?
The other guy had 37, he's got 51.
All right, Buzz, what do you have?
I have 44.
So he beat him both of our doorways.
I don't know how that's happening.
So, Ryan, you're the winner.
I check it every time he says it.
Me too.
Ryan, you win.
And going to Vegas?
Well, hold on just a minute. Do you want to go to Las Vegas?
Absolutely.
There you go. Bingo. All
right. Congratulations, Ryan.
There you go. All right. Enjoy your trip to Las Vegas. Thank you. Hold on. That's courtesy of Independence Air. And that means the other guy is a big loser. We'll give him a Tower Records gift card worth $20. Tower Records, entertain yourself. We got time for one more. Gosh, who's this? Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, this is Todd.
Todd, yes. Let's go with... Gosh, I love Bloodstained Woman's House Dress.
I know, right?
What was the total on that one, guys?
Total was 45.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, that was Dead at 50. Bloodstained was 26.
Okay, you ready? It's Bloodstained Woman's House Dress.
Let's see if we can match ourselves.
Let's try.
And go!
Bloodstained Woman's House Dress, 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 Bloodstained Woman's House Dress.
Wow, how many did he get?
I have 27.
I have 29.
I have 29.
And the other guy?
It's me.
And the other guy had how many?
The other guy had a total of 26.
Hey, that means...
He wins anyway.
Yay. Congratulations. You are the big wiener.
Way to go.
Let's see. How about Orlando? You want to go to Orlando?
I'll take it, yes.
Beautiful. You've won a trip to Orlando for two from Independence Air. Go to flyeye.com and start saving today. And we don't have time for the other one. The one Dead at 50. So is this Joe? Joe the winner? Joe?
Yes!
Joe, you win too.
All right, I can get married now.
Joe,
I'm not sure how that works out, but you win.
What was that, Joe?
Me and my fiance are getting married in Vegas, so now we can actually fly out there to actually get married.
All right, beautiful, my friend. Well,
congratulations.
You got in all those dented 50s. You got the trip to Las Vegas as well. Thank you. Hold on a second.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Boy, I wish we had more time. We're running so late today. We just don't have time for everything.
Me and my fiance, we're going to Vegas.
I wasn't going to marry or none, but now I am.
Now I'm going to go to the wedding machine and get me married.
Oh, dead at 50.
Don't worry about it. Off by 5 every time.
I know.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
you're both
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz is a good counter.
He made it up.
Yeah, Buzz is a good accurate counter.
Thanks for standing by me, Don. Appreciate it. There, like that. You couldn't just let it go, could you? Huh? Okay.
I'm behind you, pal.
Yeah, I understand that. Thanks for the funeral dirge. My counting was right on. I was spot on.
Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
The latest proposal for radio and TV, use a swear word, go to jail.
God damn.
Look out.
Beth Ann!
We will be right back.
Professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Christ, what's going on there?
Come on, man.
I heard you already.
What's the word from Planet Cracker?
All right, Judge.
All right, Buster, what do you do?
I don't know.
How are you anyway? The Don and Mike Show.
Pretty young for that, aren't you?
A little bit. Time for Buzz Burbank's news now. Buzz brought to us by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
You like that, Judge?
I can hear. You don't have to shout. What do you want?
Smokers break the nasty habit without getting weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine.
Show them the way, dude.
Retailers, here's Buzz.
Throw him the way.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donald.
You got no sense of responsibility.
Judge is wound up today, Buzz.
This is going to hurt.
Yeah, of course. It always does. Oh, and the witch hunt ain't over, my friends. The head of the House Judiciary Committee wants to make it a criminal offense to broadcast whatever he deems indecent. Criminal as in prison, where broadcasters may be forced to perform acts they're not allowed to describe on the air. The proposal comes from none other than the head of the House Judiciary Committee, James Sensenbrenner.
Yeah.
As in nonsense, because Chairman Jimmy hasn't said how the criminal penalties would be applied to what's now just a huge fine from the FCC.
So you mean that, like what happened 2 weeks ago, we were on vacation, they were playing the tape, you mean that...
The broadcaster responsible, the individual broadcaster responsible.
Beth Ann, Joe, and Travis would all be going to the big house?
Off to prison after a beating, I guess.
Well, it's almost dinner time. Who's in the mood for salad?
It raises the question, would there be a trial? Would the F word become Exhibit F? It all started... with Janet Jackson.
You know, if that went through, you know, it really, you know, even though we weren't here, you know, it would be us.
Of course it would be.
It would be us.
And you know why? Because we're so goddamn pretty.
That's it. Yeah.
Because they'd say, we got to send them to jail.
But at least you could have Travis to be your bitch.
I'd
like to recreate
bitch.
The Shawshank Redemption, though.
I bought Travis for 10 packs of cigarettes.
They wouldn't know that my picture of Gwen Stefani had a hole in it. Oh, there you go.
Robin, I know what would happen. We'd have to recreate the scene from Midnight Express.
Oh, no.
Against the glass.
The glass.
Beating your feet.
Lift up your shirt.
Uh-huh. Oh, Billy.
Impressed.
All for saying the F word on the
right.
radio.
That's yeah. right.
Help.
Of course, I would be like a prisoner from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, God.
Catch.
And the only thing scarier than a nut with a gun is a nut with a gun who wants to be helpful. Civilian men, some of them armed, are patrolling the Arizona border with Mexico, watching...
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall.
Watching for illegal immigrants.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall.
They call themselves volunteers. The dictionary calls them vigilantes.
I'm here for your volunteer work, sir!
More specifically, they call themselves the Minuteman Project, because Minuteman is an historically patriotic word.
Well, and have them wear the uniform.
Great orange juice.
But the U.S. Border Patrol says these volunteers, not very helpful. For one thing, these volunteers keep setting off the electronic sensors the feds have in place to watch for illegal immigrants.
I've seen some of these on TV, and I love saying that, so please don't send us a letter or an email saying, why does Don say I seen? I saw, but I like saying I seen.
Mm-hmm.
I seen it on TV, where they, at the border, where they have these vigilantes.
Are they taking shots at them?
Well, they have...
Not yet.
They had... The most firepower they had was a BB gun. I'm not kidding.
Well, some of these guys are
That makes it funny.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people that were standing on the United States side with rocks in their hands.
Oh, my God.
It was a line of about 300 or 400 people.
Oh, they just used water balloons.
The dead of night, and all the TV cameras were there, and they were all lined up with a rock in each hand, like, all right,
get them,
come on over. I dare you. I just want to say, I think they're onto something.
Hey, there
That's
you go.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well, but of course, you and Rob want to put them on the Canadian border, too.
Right.
Well, you got to start somewhere, Mike.
Just throw the rock. They keep tripping these sensors. They've been a string of false alarms in the last few days, which, of course, is fun until someone loses an eye. Quoting one Border Patrol official, the possibility for something going drastically wrong is very high. And then there's this question. What if the volunteers actually catch an illegal...
I'll let him have the key to your cell anytime he wants it.
A video from Abu Ghraib. See, the judge had the answer. Could, by comparison, seem like a Broadway musical. Unauthorized zealots with guns. What could possibly go wrong?
He talks out of turn, Stumpy. Throw a bucket of water on him.
There, like that.
There we go.
Now, probably won't surprise you to know this, but for the record, more people are driving away without paying for their gasoline these days.
Now, have you noticed when you go to the Exxon or Shell or whatever?
The sticker?
Yeah, that I've noticed this in recent weeks that they've got the picture of a cop and a license, somebody's driver's license, saying, if we nail you for this, we're taking your license
away. Well, that's been up there for a million years. That's
These are brand new ones. I mean, they
one more state trooper?
Yes.
I've seen that, though.
But there's a newer one out now.
And more
really.
Stations are adding those stickers now.
There's a newer one now that says specifically, if you're going to gas and go, I think before, although you might be right that they've been up there for a while.
The black guy and the state trooper's hat that's in a lot of them?
Not in my neighborhood.
I'm just saying. Hey, sorry.
It's a white officer. I've seen them on more gas stations recently.
So now it's illegal, no matter what.
Unless, to fill up without paying?
Unless you go to a gas station that doesn't have the sticker of the trooper.
Difference is it used to be petty larceny. Now it's grand larceny. I go to a gas station where there's the honor system. and I just do it every time.
Uh-huh. How many times you still go to a gas station and you see something that says, like, pay in cash, come inside for... or
Pay inside first.
Yes,
right.
Pay inside first. But every once in a while, you'll get a station where it's the opposite, where it says, pay first, then come on in.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, people are too honest. Also, I see a lot of times, like at 7-Elevens, and I'm a lazy man. Trust me. Mm-hmm. There's nobody lazier than me. I would not leave my car running and go into a 7-Eleven for my life.
Right.
But I go into a 7-Eleven. When I was at Exxon the other day, getting my gas. Now, it's at a gas station.
Right.
And the guy was putting gas in his car, but the engine was running, and the guy went to take a leak.
Right.
So all you'd have to do, in theory, would be walk over to the guy's car, take the nozzle out, and drive away.
It's the easiest kind of car larceny in the world.
Sure. We have the greatest sign at my gas station because I think it's owned by someone from out of town. And the translations are great. If you put the credit card in, the digital display says, take out card quickly.
Right.
And then under it, on an index card, it says, not to take out card quickly, take out card casually.
Casually.
And it's like, throw on a sport jacket and take out my credit card.
Another beer.
Well, with oil setting a new record at $58 a barrel, gas prices are catching up and more people have decided not to pay at the pump or inside. Police say the number of drive-offs is way up. They point out that this is, in fact, a crime.
Hey, Robert the mailman.
Speaking of driveways.
It's always Robert. Surveillance camera catches you, Robert. You're going to the pokey, all because of a tank of gas.
That's why I'm bringing back something that I made popular way back in the day, back when Jimmy Carter was president.
Story you're going to...
That's right. The old siphon.
Yeah.
You get yourself one of those plastic tubes.
Right.
Like a beer bong. Mm-hmm. Go to someone's house.
Do a little sucky-sucky, and your breath smells great.
Next thing you know, you got a free gallon of gas.
Fantastic. And you don't have to even go to a gas station.
I know where you can get a tube down in Florida.
You're going to love the story up next from our We Need More of This Kind of Thinking department.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Buddha Mouse loves the Don and Mike Show.
We still never got to that. Oh, Tommy James and the Shondells. We never got to that Larry King interviews the dead Pope thing.
Are we going
to
do that tomorrow?
If you're well enough.
Looking forward to it.
Here is Buzz. Oh, come on, Mike, I'm kidding you.
I've got a plastic knife.
I see that.
Be careful. I can be dangerous.
If you only can find us.
Thank you. Hey, all right.
All right. From our, we need more of this.
Mike, don't cry.
All right, we're just kidding.
That's okay.
Kidding because we lost.
Go ahead, Buzz.
From our, we need more of this kind of thinking department. Police in Colorado have...
What was that, Mike?
Goodbye. There it is. Yes. Green, it's good. Goodbye, Pope.
Had to work it in one last time.
Thanks a bunch.
Police in Colorado have started ticketing people who get in the left lane and stay there. Especially if the left lane hog isn't keeping up with the flow of traffic. The Colorado State Patrol wants people to know that it's called the passing lane for a reason. You go there to pass, and then you get back into traffic.
Well, no. Really, the left-hand lane, though, is if you got the heavy foot.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't have to move out of the left-hand lane.
But if somebody's in back you, you got to move out of the left-hand lane. If somebody's on your rear end.
Yeah. I just think that the left-hand lane should strictly be like Autobahn.
Left-hand lane. Guy behind you is going faster, then you need to get out of
the
way.
Don't you agree, whatever the circumstances, if you're in the left lane and you're going, you know, what you think is your fast speed, if there's a guy going faster, let him go by.
Correct.
Right?
That's why we need guns on our cars.
The color.
I'm, of course, quoting Lars Larson from KXL Radio in Portland.
And, of course, you're going back to the old James Bond movie with the Aston Martin, where you had the machine guns in the front?
The coolest.
Oh, yeah. The Colorado State Patrol has written hundreds of tickets for left lane hogging in the last 3 months, thanks to the left lane law that was passed last summer for speed limits of 65 and over. A violation costs $141 and 3 points on your record.
Violation.
For those of you too busy to think it through, the left lane is the one closest to the center of the highway.
Do you ever have the James Bond Corgi car?
Yeah, I did. I had that. In fact, I had two of them.
The one with the ejector seat?
Where
the little James Bond-like doll would go splitting out.
And it had the blades that came out of the rear tires.
Mm-hmm. And it also had the thing that came up in the back, the bulletproof piece of metal.
You can see that car at the Spy Museum, as a matter of fact, in D.C.
Really?
Very cool. Very cool car.
That's almost worth a trip.
The toy car or the real car?
The real car.
With the guns and everything on it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's fake, but it's got the guns and everything.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, go see it. Finally, We're here to pay tribute and not to laugh at the late Richard Rayburn.
Oh, this is the way it's going
to
be.
That's right. The 59-year-old Ohio man went to his watery grave in Pennsylvania. He was there at a quarry, perched at the edge of the water, testing his depth finder.
Don't you have something to do?
Still waters run deep.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Buzz. Sorry, we're out of time. See, I get that, Buzz. Yeah. The guy was out there.
He's testing his depth finder, you see.
He's dead. Okay. Ron and Fez are next on WJFK FM. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Our website is DonandMikeWebsite.com, and we'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. I do hope you feel better, Mike.
Good day to you, sir.
And Mike?
Yes, Don.
You're my best buddy, and if you die tonight, we'll have a tribute to you tomorrow.
That's touching. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I think we got to go. And you?
I really hope you'll take some time and join me on the lanai.
Safe home, Stroke.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.